It's the Bob and Tom Show.
I am a turkey bird. I live a turkey life. I got me 13 turkey kids and a little turkey wife. I gag a lot of corn and wander around the pen. Have a drink of water, then I have some corn again. A feather sticking out, a pecking on the ground. Come on, check me out. I'm strutting all around. Dangly noodle hang thing, growing off my face. Looking good, only thing to say is boop, boop, boop. My big brother Jake, he always was the smarty. He heard that November ends, we're going to a party. Going to a party, I'll be the guest of honor. Will present to me a red pop-up thermom. Had a little dream, all the good china. You know I like cranberries, lighting the candles. Pass me the rutabaga. Any corn left? Getting kind of sleepy. Drink too much? Boy, I'm stuffed. I am a turkey bird. A little turkey pie. Hey.
It's like one of those movies where somebody goes missing and then they send somebody for it. That person goes missing. Everybody's back. Okay.
Okay, sorry. I was missing for a second.
From Napa Auto Parts Studio. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Whoa. Hello there, Tom.
Chick.
Miss Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Josh Arnold.
Hey, Chick.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Got some apples there?
I do, yeah. Sliced up apple. It's a big apple.
The big apple.
Yeah.
Take a bite out of the big apple. If you can eat that fruit, you can eat any fruit.
Really?
What? No, never mind. Guest today, Gray Singer. Opera singer.
That's false.
Yes, Tom. Make sure everyone knows she's not an opera singer. Well, I just want to qualify. Some people might expect opera later on.
I think we'll pass on the opera. You did see that the highest note in the history of the New York Metropolitan Opera was hit just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I did see that.
Somehow I missed that update. I don't know.
Much to the misery of those in the audience.
I'm sure those in the audience liked it.
You know what the most heard phrase is?
Much to the indifference of most of the world.
You know what the most heard phrase is in the audience?
What's that?
How much longer is this going to be?
People who like it, apparently.
God, that was beautiful.
We'll find out more. Less about that and more about everything else. Sorry about
your trip.
You went to the Lou.
Springfield?
Yeah, St. Louis Friday, then Springfield, Missouri Saturday night with Donnie Baker. Thanks to all who came out. It was good. It was very good, yeah.
And those who didn't come out, we have nothing to say to you.
Sorry about that.
They have places in Springfield, Missouri, Tom. They have four or five different flea markets, and they're called the STD flea markets.
What?
Yeah.
So it must be some people named S-D-D, and they open these flea markets.
STD.
And they didn't realize what they'd done?
Yeah, I mean, how do they not? No.
Yeah.
God, that's...
Don't you think somebody during the meeting would have raised their hand
Hey, there's a place called D&C Pizza here. So, I'm not kidding.
You know, that's
the
problem. The STD flea market people and the D&C people don't have you working with them for you to go,
that might be a bad idea.
Well, you're the one that you don't think the STD is a bad...
I think it's a great idea. We're sitting here talking about it.
I'm sure other flea market owners, too, are like, guys, we already kind of have a rough reputation.
The flea market thing, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think you could pretty much take any disease and it would maybe be, I don't know. I don't want to speak any. Hey, it's the polio sandwich shop.
I almost crashed trying to take a photo as I drove by it.
It's the herpy hut.
The polio sandwich shop, by the way. Delicious.
Oh, it's so good, it's crippling.
You'll need to take the ramp to leave. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't do that. That's just unfortunate. STD. Isn't that the place that has the restaurant where they famously throw the rolls?
Lambert's, yes.
Lambert's?
And did you go?
I went out to dinner with my brother Joe and his wife Sarah Saturday night, and I said, let's go to Lambert's. And they both went, ugh.
Oh, no.
I go, what? He goes, everybody who comes into town wants us to take them to Lambert's. I go, for good reason. And they went, no, we're going to a place, some other place. So
almost every city has a place like that.
Yeah.
All the out-of-towners want to go. I know there's one here that everyone, hey, let's go to. And it happens to be great, so I'm happy to go. But
sure, yeah.
So you know, that brings up my one of my most embarrassing moments. Of course, there are far too many to catalog. But Joe Theismann and I, he came to town, and I took him to dinner at the place you're talking about.
St. Elmo's?
Known for
steak.
Shrimp. We sit down, and he goes, wow, this is great. You know, I don't eat meat. And
hilarious.
Then he goes, well, I'll just have the chicken. It'll be fine. So, well, we had a lovely time.
Okay, good.
Did he have the shrimp? That's the most important thing.
I just had shrimp last night.
Did Joe have shrimp, though? That was the
question. You know what? I don't remember, but I remember one of the times that Tom took someone. This place is known for their shrimp and their very spicy shrimp cocktail.
And when we say hot, that is not, I mean, you can't oversell it.
It's crazy good.
Yeah.
So Tom thinks it's funny whenever someone comes to visit to pull the, take all the waters off the table. This is going to be hilarious as this guy almost has a heart attack and dies.
That's exactly what we did. And we made sure that the waiters were on the deal.
Yeah.
So there was absolutely no liquid of any kind on the table. And this guy hadn't noticed.
Yeah, that's what he did.
He hadn't noticed it. And then when the shrimp cocktail arrived, this guy goes, I hear this place is famous for their shrimp cocktail. And I said, yeah, I don't know why. The sauce is just so mild. So this guy just loads it on. And then, beautiful. Then, of course, just like in the cartoons, you know, where the guy's eyes turn red in the cartoons and the steam starts shooting out his ears. This guy stands up and he's, there you go. And he's somewhat socially awkward to begin with. He literally jumps out of his chair, goes over to a stranger's table, grabs their water, and
amazing.
God, and this is kind of a formal, stuffy place. It was great.
And it's like a wasabi hot where you feel it in your brain.
Oh, there have been many theories about what's in the sauce.
Sure, yeah, but
spicy.
It's delightful. Now, I have a question for you. So there's a place called, there's several STD
flea markets, yeah.
The STD flea market.
My brother Joe said he believes there's STD North, STD South, STD East, and West.
Now, did you pick up a little something while you were there?
If that is not their slogan, pick up a little something.
Pick up a little something.
Yeah. We're contagious.
No, I couldn't. I did not go in.
Oh, God, that's funny.
We're contagious. These are all great.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to use the slogan.
Shop till you drip. I could go on all day. I can't spell spirochete or penicillin, but we'll move on. Well, that's funny. That's good. Was he at a good show with Donnie?
Yes, yeah. Floyd the Trucker and Kenny Tarmac showed up.
Huh.
And,
I bet it was really crowded backstage, huh?
Oh, dude. I mean, well, that was at least five of us or whatever.
As far
you can
as
never get Kenny to shut up.
Imaginary count.
Oh, and Donnie's drummer was there. Oh. Dusty.
Oh, Dusty was there. So you got a contact high. Cool.
Anybody get arrested?
Riding dirty? So I'm at the, this is my way of saying, well, I was at the gym yesterday morning. And this guy, my gym has the treadmills up on the second floor, and you can look over a balcony and see where they have the weights and stuff. So the guy down there had his weights. He was on the phone.
Oh.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, man.
You can hear him upstairs.
No. Can you hear me? Yeah. Anyway, I was just, hang on. And then he goes to the video. He turns it into video. Can you see me? I'm at the gym right now.
Oh, my God.
Was he curling with one arm, I hope?
Oh, just like the commercial. Yeah, no.
Oh, I love the commercial.
And then he put his headphones in after like a 10-minute conversation. And I had my earphones in, so I'm like listening. And I could hear him plainly over.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. But quiet down, okay? Everybody knows you're at the gym. okay? He was in great shape, though, man. Great shape.
Of course he was.
You know, that, and also the balding, the testosterone thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of back acne.
Yeah.
Small testicles.
A lot of back acne.
No erections for quite a while.
Yeah, I checked his testicles in the locker room later.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that seems... Yeah. You won't find him at the STD flea market. He just doesn't know what's going on. In sports, a couple things. First off, sorry to see that your Washington Redskins didn't win.
Yeah, the Redskins old time, they kicked it old school, vintage. Their defense, the old defense showed up yesterday. You remember them, the sieve, and
the after you,
the polite defense. Well, we're at home. You go right ahead, please. The Sunday nighter last night, man, I would have taken the Broncos and +7 all night long in last night's game.
How would you have done?
I would have lost. Oh. Tom Brady, 3 touchdown passes. He's 168 years old as the Patriots crushed the Broncos 41-6 in Denver.
Wow.
Matching their own AFC record of 12 straight road victories. Tom, terrific. 25 of 34, 266 yards. Patriots go to 7-2. Here we go again. Mark Ingram, 131 yards and three touchdowns as the Saints win their seventh straight game. 47-10 of the Bills. I had the Bills +3 on that. So I was only 50 points off.
Could I
think? Yeah, go ahead.
The Mark Ingram is a really obscure reference that I'd like to congratulate Chick on, because I enjoy it very much.
The only reason I do it.
There was a disc jockey many decades ago, Dan Ingram.
Okay.
And he had a jingle that he would play after every song.
Did you hear that? That's a polite Missourian right there. Missourian. Oh, okay.
We actually, thank you, Dean. Dean actually found this thing. Dan Ingram, he would play it constantly.
Where did he work?
He was, was he at WABC?
I think he was at ABC.
In New York City.
Okay.
This is one of his famous jingles.
Dan Ingram.
Yeah. Mark Ingram.
Dan Ingram. On the Dan Ingram Show.
Oh, that is all.
Sang with the Mitch Miller troupe.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know if Dan's around anymore.
Are those?
Here's the.
Do those notes exist anymore? Those.
Dan Ingram.
But he would. The one I remember also was Dan Ingram. Dan, 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 and it was just constant.
That is assaulting on the senses.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of sad though. Think of all those jingle singers that are out of business. All the radio stations used to do that.
I think
though.
The ones that sang that aren't out of business. I think they're out of breath. No, I'm sure we applaud their fine work. But
this is for three people. I was a jingle singer with Pam's, and
sure. Okay, go ahead. There's still some jingles out there occasionally. Hear a good one.
WBOBTON.
There's nothing better than a great jingle, though.
I agree.
There's a bunch of phone numbers. The only reason I remember them is because of the jingles.
Yeah.
I can still tell you phone numbers from when I was a kid. Call Garfield 1-2-3-2-3. Garfield 1-2-3-2-3.
Why am I calling a cat? What are you talking about?
That was their jingle. It was for a.
So what numbers are Garfield?
I'd have to look at a phone. But that was an aluminum siding place, I think.
4-2.
So the point being, jingles are very catchy, and the Mark Ingram. Did you see the other Mark Ingram? When we come back, we'll get to that. How about that?
I'm sorry. I just don't understand. Garfield is a lot more than seven numbers.
Sure?
No, that's how it works.
No, it stands for
GA.
Yeah.
You just use the first two?
Yeah. You do Skyline 24590 meant SK.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha.
Klondike was KL.
That's 5-5. That's the 5-5-5.
Yeah.
KL-5.
Wow.
So that was how they used to do them. But, I mean, a great jingle. I'm sure there are a bunch of them you can remember.
Oh, it's Napa.
There you
go. Isn't that right?
Or you could do what's the one that we reference all the time with
Empire Carpets.
Oh, that's a good one.
Blah 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 blah. Empire.
That's a good one.
Today, yeah. And they still have the steel. They still have the original gentleman. Today,
coming right back. This
what's
is the Bob
smell?
And Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and happy to be here. Reviewing what's happening in the world of sports is Chick McGee across the way. That's Josh. That's Christy. I'm Tom. That's our engineer, the legendary Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Ace.
Featured on the podcast starting tomorrow, Christy Lee Uninterrupted.
Chick, you look like something bad is happening.
No, don't. See, this is radio, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no one saw my face.
Okay, sorry. What happened?
I'm not saying. Just looking at the internet.
Okay. All right. A lot of bad things.
Let's just go ahead.
I'm ready.
when he's bouncing, we're in trouble, kids.
A little caffeine going on.
Already?
He's bouncing. Already? We're in trouble.
It's Monday. No, well, this is your responsibility now. Go ahead with sports.
Mark Ingram, 131 yards, career best three touchdown. Saints beat the Bills, pound them 47-10. And the Saints win their seventh straight game, but a Buffalo Bills fan threw a beer at New Orleans Saints running back Mark Ingram when he was celebrating a touchdown following a first quarter touchdown. Well, it is Buffalo. They love their Bills. Yesterday's game, Ingram jumped into a crowd of Bills fans in the stands to celebrate. Well, that's a mistake.
Yeah, look, that's going to happen.
You're not in New Orleans. Footage shows the Bills fans that surround Ingram be in good spirits until someone off-screen throws a beer at the running back.
Oh, boy.
You got to really dislike a guy to throw a stadium beer.
No joke.
That's what, $20?
Cost a lot of money.
Maybe he was just trying to give it to him.
There, here, have this beer. You look like that was thirsty work. Yeah. Here you go. Have a beer. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
But you're correct, though, Chick, in saying that jumping into the, when you're not at home, into the stands.
And certainly there are other fans at the Bills game. I'm sure there were Saints fans there, but I don't think they were all grouped in an end zone. That would be amazing.
Now, in New Orleans, they throw beads, of course.
Yes.
At the football games, even.
If you take your top off.
Well, I don't know that the guys, I don't know.
Oh, you got to rip your jersey off. You can't get those jerseys off without
help. They're
pretty
tight, aren't they?
You need help putting them on, you need help taking them off.
Good point.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So then he proceeded to, after getting doused in the beer, score what, two more touchdowns?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That'll show him.
Yeah, don't piss him off. Robert Woods grabbed two of Jared Goff's three touchdown passes. Rams 33-7 over the Texans in
the City of Angels.
Chick, you had to have been pretty happy about that Cowboys game, I would imagine.
You know, that I just, when I saw the score come over in my brain, I said, which is better, the Cowboys losing or the Redskins winning? That's a tough call about the Redskins loss, but the bright side, the Cowboys lost as well. They looked anemic, it says here. Maybe they have some liver, right? What do you do? Aren't you iron poor blood there, Christy? Something like that? Aren't all
Geritol?
Aren't all
women? Oh yeah, because we bleed out. Is that why?
Only women bleed.
God, I hate that song. Okay, let's move on.
Geritol. Do they still make Geritol?
Probably. It used to be advertised a lot. And it was for iron poor blood.
Sure.
Yeah.
I was a kid watching that wondering, what the hell's that?
Get a load of this. Get a load of this. Atlanta 27, Dallas 7. Adrian Claiborne, defensive end, set an Atlanta record. 6 sacks yesterday.
Sounds like somebody who should be on Dallas.
Adrian
Claiborne.
You know, the other family, the Claibornes.
Yeah. Stocky will be in a good mood tomorrow.
Yeah, good luck.
The second most in NFL history.
Wow.
Prompting Dak Prescott to go over to his left tackle. I think it was a rookie offensive lineman trying to block Claiborne, obviously. You want to tighten up on him a little bit? After the 5th sack, maybe that would have been a time to do that. Tom Brady, 3 touchdown passes. Patriots crushed the Broncos 41-6 last night in Denver. Chris Boswell, a 33-yard field goal as time expired to push the Steelers past the Colts in Indianapolis 20-17. And Case Keenum looked like Tom Brady yesterday. Well done, defense. Touchdowns to 4 different receivers. Vikings built a 35-7 lead, go on to win 38-30. In Washington, Green Bay beat Chicago 23-16. Detroit, Tampa Bay, San Francisco also winning yesterday, and Jacksonville in overtime over the Chargers. Now you're asking yourself, how did the shoe-in do, Chick?
How'd the shoe-in do, Chick?
1-2. Tennessee won by 4. I had Tennessee -5.
Hey!
Whatever happened to the majestic, meaningless field goal at the end of the game?
Your double shock a push?
Double shock was
Thursday
a push.
Night?
Buffalo +3 at New Orleans.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of course, I would need 50 more points. And the only one I hit yesterday, Green Bay +6 at Chicago.
So, you do have an opportunity tonight.
30-31, ignoring you.
Should you wish to get back to 500 or even over 500? Now, how would you get over 500, Josh?
I think you would have to
I'm 30-31 on the season.
Oh, okay. So triple shotgun.
Double.
Double shotgun.
But why not triple, though, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because tonight's game, obviously.
Remind me, I might forget. Can I talk to you during the commercials?
Yeah, no, yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah, no problem. Okay.
Who's playing tonight?
The Chargers and, no, that's not right.
Miami and Carolina.
Yeah. Carolina in my mind. I don't know what the line is. I haven't looked. I don't want to test myself. I don't want to tempt myself.
Okay.
Matt Kenseth and Brad Krzyzewski, big winners.
Is that right?
At the Phoenix Raceway on Sunday yesterday. Kenseth won for the first time in what might have been second to last cup race of his NASCAR career. And if any of you can explain to me the NASCAR playoff system, I'd be willing to read it for a couple minutes anyway. And, oh, by the way, the UCLA basketball team returned to Los Angeles from China on Saturday without three players. They stayed back in China, who were arrested on shoplifting charges during the overseas trip. That's right. Freshman Langelo Ball from the Ball family.
Mm-hmm.
You know they have a program.
Of course. I've seen the T-shirts.
Ball in the Family. Mm-hmm. It's on Facebook.
Ugh.
Ball in the Family.
So the network, it's on Facebook. It's
currently Ball in the Slammer.
Ball, Langelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley remained in Hangzhou.
There's a taboo porn called Ball in the Family, which I would not recommend.
You just happened to
know
that?
But you just happened to see it.
It was a joke.
Did they use the...
Jesus!
Did they use the theme song? Like to see Glenn Miller's balls.
You know what? But we believe that was real.
That's how poor the joke was? You thought I was making a statement.
Oh, no. Oh, so you were kidding? There isn't Ball in the Family?
Ball in the Family?
I bet there is.
Let me type in incest porn here and find out.
There probably, pain,
is there, does that there category
one,
exist?
Yeah, wasn't there one called Taboo or something?
You remember the Super Bowl story I told you. You remember that. Freshman Langelo Ball, Jalen Hill, Cody Riley remained in Hangzhou, China. Hangzhou? Hang them, huh? Ball is the brother.
Hang them? Said. Wait, do you want somebody to be executed? Oh, that was a joke? I'm sorry.
Nope. I love when you wait for the dog.
Earlier Saturday, the number 21 ranked UCLA squad, they won 63-60 over Georgia Tech in Shanghai. Three players were questioned by police about allegedly stealing from a
Louis Vuitton.
Well done. Oh, store.
Sunglasses.
Team's hotel in Hangzhou.
Did those three
Hangzhou,
players...
Hangzhou, hang them, huh?
Did those three players get to play in the game?
Yes, no. They did. Now, what do you want? Their points and assists? I don't know. Players are suspected
of
stealing designer sunglasses. No, they were suspended for the game.
Okay.
Bruins coach Steve Alford declined to discuss the matter after the team's victory. UCLA chancellor... They call the head of the university a chancellor?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Of the exchequer.
Of the what?
Of the what?
Chancellor of the exchequer.
What the hell what does that mean?
That's got to mean something to you.
That's not a joke. That's real.
What the hell does it mean?
Fascinating.
What is exchequer?
With all of the Brit films you've seen, you've never
Chancellor
met.
Of the exchequer.
Mm-hmm.
That's like he was a hockey player?
No. It's a...
You're not going to clarify this?
It's some lofty British thing. The reason we got rid of the king. You remember how that worked.
Done with that story.
17. I got the box score of the game.
Yeah.
No points, no rebounds, three steals for those guys.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Those guys did quite a nice job.
Did they really play and steal the ball? What are you saying?
Yes.
Okay. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell
scratching each other's balls in the hotel room. I wonder, does UCLA have to pay for that?
Pay for what?
The hotels. Sunglasses? Aren't they being held in their hotel room? Or are they in the slammer?
I don't know.
What the hell was
I can't
that?
Imagine they're in a Chinese
that was me
prison.
Sneezing, sorry.
That sounded like a hamster running by. What the hell was that?
It's Christy sneezing right into her elbow.
You are a doll person. You're not an adult.
That is the most beautiful sweater, Christy.
Thank you.
Except for the fact that the elbow's now full of snot.
Yeah.
Her sneeze, she went.
No, that's because she shoved her sweater elbow into
sneeze,
her face.
Yeah,
she was very polite about it.
Usually I sneeze in pairs. That was weird that I just did one.
So, I mean, there's one coming?
Maybe.
Fititi. What the hell?
I like the hamster running by. I didn't know they made a noise.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell
yes.
reportedly has requested he needs a raise, $50 million a year, in addition to lifetime use of a private jet.
Are you serious?
I'm not making that up.
I thought they were trying to get rid of him.
Contract negotiations with the league. She's right, whatever her name is. That's right. Jerry Jones is suing him, the league, and individual owners to get him out.
I think you have to have, if I'm not mistaken, two-thirds of the owners have to agree to get rid of him, I believe is the way that works.
That's a hell of a gig.
A plurality?
So
how did he get the job?
They hired him. He's making a ton of money. I don't know what they're worried about.
He got coffee for
Pete Rozelle.
Tagliabue and Pete Rozelle.
He used to shine Pete Rozelle's shoes when he was four.
He'll get you shine box. Oh, he just wants an extra $50 million?
No, he makes $42 or $43 million now.
So he just went, how about another $50?
$7 million more a year.
Oh, okay.
$50 total.
And lifetime use of a private jet.
Gotcha.
Jeez.
And insurance for his family forever also.
Proposed contract. The NFL currently undergoing an approval process.
Allegedly, this is all.
League's compensation committee in August, raised his salary from $30 million. This happened in August. $30 million to $49.5 million a year. So he's already making $49.5 million. Goodell also reportedly asked you, private jet for life, lifetime health insurance. Commissioner currently embattled with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, who's threatened to sue the NFL if negotiations regarding...
What exactly does Goodell's he do for $50 million?
Well, he
negotiates billion-dollar contracts that they...
Okay.
I take the TPS reports into the engineers is what I do.
All right.
That's what I do.
I don't get that.
Couldn't the engineers just take it from the customers? No, it's office space. Never mind.
Oh, sorry.
And that's sports.
Okay.
No, it's no Chancellor of Exchequer Slovakia or whatever the hell you said.
I never watched the show. I had no idea.
Was that from Downton Abbey?
No.
Was this from...
I watched Downton Abbey. I don't remember
What else did
that.
You watch? What was that Lowell Thomas Around the World? Didn't you watch? We say aloha to... Is that
no
you?
I have no idea what you're saying.
Are you traveling?
Christy, what's going on over there?
Billy Corgan is hoping to revive the National Wrestling Alliance, once home to Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Woo!
I got no woos.
Oh, geez. I am tired. I'm sorry.
Woo! Thank you. You can hardly race.
You guys do that together.
I know.
It's like when the first time Crosby, Stills, and Nash sang together, they noticed, my God, we've got a great thing going here. You
said,
two doing the Ric Flair woo is
David is a menace. Let's
really
get
good.
Group.
Smashing Pumpkins, Corgan bought the NWA and hopes to bring new life to it to appeal to younger fans while retaining.
What? Billy Corgan bought the NWA?
Yep. While retaining a respect for its tradition, rather than putting events on TV, Corgan is going to stream them on YouTube and says he understands the current generation maybe doesn't know what the company once stood for, but as he puts it, at least I can sort of tell you what is relevant to me and maybe there's a transition point that can excite people. Oh, and by the way, as for music, he does plan to record another solo album and says... There's a possibility of Smashing Pumpkins reuniting next year.
World
yeah, to help pay for NWA.
And Ace has an update
Vampire.
On our Ric Flair story from last Friday.
I do?
Yeah, remember you told me that Mick Foley...
Oh, Mick Foley says he was very sexual in the 80s. Ric Flair was.
Yeah.
But
he doubts he had that many girls.
Ah.
Oh, this is the Ric Flair I had 10,000.
But he masturbated twice a day. Yeah.
So it's possible, but not very plausible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, possible.
It was the '80s. Yeah.
Almost anything's possible.
It was the '80s.
But how many Louis C.K. got in a day? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
I don't know if we'll actually get numbers on it in terms of.
Right. Okay.
I don't know what.
Did he always need an audience?
At least he had witnesses. You know, Rick apparently did it by himself.
Like it's supposed to be done.
At least as far as we know at this point. God knows who's next. I can't keep up. Go ahead.
On a lighter note, the Strong National Museum of Play announced the latest inductees into its Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh,
are you ready?
Always a source of debate.
Well, we had a whole bunch of nominees.
Is Etch-a-Sketch in?
Nominees included Magic 8-Ball. Etch-a-Sketch has been in for a while. Magic 8-Ball, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, Pez Candy Dispenser, Play Food, Risk, Sand, Transformers, Uno. But the winners were...
Yes.
The board game Clue.
All right.
Good.
Wiffle Ball.
Yes.
Very good.
And the paper airplane.
Hmm.
That's a toy?
Well, you make them all the time.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
I think the paper airplane could be classified as a toy. They usually put in like a ball or a stick or
mud or something.
Well, 1 year it was a stick.
Yeah, 1 year it was
a
stick.
You know.
Well, Play Food this year was nominated, right?
Yep, Play Food was one of them.
Hmm. You know, My Little Pony was kind of the dark horse candidate.
By the way, I saw a marionette show over the weekend.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Wow. I love marionette shows.
So you didn't see the whole thing, though, right?
I'm pretty sure I saw the same marionette show that Tom witnessed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I believe.
How was it?
Did it have something to do with China, by chance?
No, the one I saw was a Halloween one.
I saw a Chinese one.
I can't wait for the Christmas show. So, I'm sorry. So, the Wiffle Ball is the Hotoy Hall of Fame. What were the other two?
The Paper Airplane and the Game Clue.
Oh, okay, good.
Yep.
Hated Clue.
How could you hate Clue?
Must not ever want it.
It was always wrong.
So My Little Pony didn't make it.
No, it did not. It was nominated but did not win.
Was it killed by a candlestick in the study?
Do we know that?
By Mrs. Peacock? No.
Professor Mustard?
Uh-huh.
Colonel Mustard. Professor Plum.
I knew there was a professor.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Halloween party this year and there was a group of people that came as the board game Clue.
That's fun.
Great.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was wonderful.
That's a great. Oh, sorry. That is a great costume. We have to get going because we have it.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. Good seeing you Saturday.
I was racing to the phone. Yeah, good seeing you, Josh. And I can't believe you didn't tell me you'd seen Ball in the Family before.
Yeah, we should have talked about it. You're right.
I can't believe. See, I've got 4 VHS copies of that same porno, and Scotty Winkler's got it on beta.
Oh, very nice.
It's based on the entire Archie Bunkey show. I swear to God. Except in this one, Archie's called Archie. Remember, Josh, in the credits?
Oh, that's right.
Orgy? He's famous for showing his O face over and over.
Oh. Yes.
And instead of Edith, her name was just Edith, like the verbs.
Right.
I swear to God. Did you watch the whole thing, Josh, or did you fast forward to them like most people do?
I stopped after Meathead walked in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the best scene. And he went by Meathead, the best
yeah.
scene.
Yeah.
They didn't change his name at all.
Although it was a whole different thing.
No, the best scene is when Archie and Meathead get stuck when they're both headed for the back door. It's like 45 minutes in.
Oh, gosh.
Swear to God. Oh, yeah, and there was nothing small about Sammy Davis Jr. in this one either.
No. Okay, see you, Donnie.
Sammy Davis Jr. famously made an appearance on All the Fame.
Yeah.
That was really nice, Donnie. Thank you very much. When we come back, Christy, what have you got over there?
Well, we have cocaine in court. We have a Dine and Dash sushi bandit. And how about a lifetime supply of alcohol?
Sure.
All right.
I already got that. What else can I have?
Okay. When we come back, this is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Christy looks great in her sweater.
Thank you.
That's really nice. Matches your lipstick. Got that going. Josh's lips matches face, I guess.
No, yeah, they match my face. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Chick.
That's Ace. I'm Tom. Thanks very much for joining us.
Did you say Josh's lips match his face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it'd be weird if they didn't.
Good one.
We have Christy Lee at the news desk, and we're going to move forward. Well, marching forward today. What else is going on over there?
Thieves in the news. An Idaho man known as the Dine and Dash Sushi Bandit has finally been caught.
Good.
The Bannock County Sheriff's Office told KPVI-TV...
Where news comes first!
...that a deputy apprehended Trevor Bello Friday after he tried to leave Chang's Garden Restaurant in Pocatello, Idaho without paying.
You don't leave Chang's. You pay.
Last week...
So it's a Chinese sushi place then.
Last week...
Mr. Chang?
Chang's Garden. I don't know. Maybe they do both Chinese...
Saying Asia's a big place.
I have a favorite restaurant. They do both Chinese and Japanese, so maybe that's...
You know.
Last week...
Idaho, China, Japan, close enough.
Officials said someone had dined and dashed from
Wait a
120...
What's your point? Idaho can't have Asian cuisine because it's too far from
Asia? No, I'm just saying. Christy's right. Often here in the United States, you get multiple Asian cuisines in the same place. Sometimes you get Asian and Mexican together.
What?
Sometimes you have that?
Sometimes you have Mexican serving agents.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. This is the great international world we live in.
But they don't have
fusion
Mexican
cuisine.
Asian cuisine.
Cuisine.
You don't see them frying up a burrito on the hibachi grill.
You're the only person on the face of the earth that can piss me off just saying one word.
Fusion cuisine.
Cuisine. Vuitton.
I'm just saying, if it's Chang's, I'm no scholar, but I'm guessing Mr. Chang is probably Chinese, although he's more than welcome to serve sushi.
Sure.
Has nothing to do with this story. Last
Chang,
week,
real name Williamson.
Someone dined and dashed from a $126 bill at the Sumisu Sushi restaurant in Pocatello.
Now that's Japanese.
A Chang's restaurant.
How much was the bill?
$126.
Oh, so he had two
rolls. Four
rolls.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Christy. Christy and I are thinking the exact same thing. Not exactly cheap.
Not cheap. Okay. A Chang's restaurant employee alerted authorities after finding that Bello fit the sushi bandit's description. So obviously he doesn't discriminate. He likes all Asian food. He was taken into custody after attempting to leave the establishment through the back door.
Hmm.
All right.
They caught him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
I would make him do something appropriate then as my punishment.
Mike, right? Yeah. What would you do?
I'm not sure if you fill the guy's underpants with wasabi.
Oh.
Is there a topical tingle?
Hey, you know how when you're at home and you're watching the evening news and they say, area man accused of, and they show his picture and you go, oh, yeah, he did it. Here's a picture of the sushi bandit.
What a – he looks so angry.
Well, he just was arrested, first of all.
He does look angry.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He's,
eyes look.
You ever dined and dashed before?
Yep. Do it all the time.
You don't do it all the time.
I don't think I've ever done it, actually.
I've never done it. Have you done it?
Once, accident. I was so mad.
I've got a feeling I want to try it.
Because I have a lot of friends who are servers, and they say when that happens, it comes out of their...
Right.
They have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
You just forgot?
No, I was with this scumbag I used to work with. And he had the corporate credit card.
Right.
And he left. He goes, hey, I'll be right back. And he left. And I had no money. I didn't have my wallet or anything. So I just had to walk out.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was so pissed at him.
Yeah,
how do you know
felt,
he didn't pay on his way out, though?
You never felt
more alive. Because he told me all about it. He was so mad.
Ugh.
Or I was so mad, rather.
Do you want to make it good? You want to...
I don't even remember. I don't know where we were. I couldn't tell you what the restaurant was.
Aww.
This happened when I was in my early 20s.
We'll pay it forward.
Yeah.
Next time, just walk into a place and go, how much would this food be? Here. And leave. I owe the
now, if you
restaurant
did that,
world.
Do you think that the person you handed that money to would just put it in their pocket, or would they turn it in?
I have no idea. That's a good question. at least they caught this guy. Chick is right. I mean, this guy, if you had put up some other heinous crime, you'd go, yeah, this is the guy.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't expect. I was kind of envisioning the Dine and Dash bandit as some dandy that you'd see in Murder in the Orient Express. You know, waxed mustache.
I was just going to say, handlebar mustache.
Wearing tails.
Because he has a sushi appetite?
Someone who's fallen on hard times but still has the nice clothes.
Like the banker on the chance cards in Monopoly.
Do you ever know anybody like that? Used to be really rich and isn't anymore, but still has the...
They like to pretend that they still are.
There's nothing more depressing.
That is depressing.
No, I know. I know a guy like that. He's got,
do you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I don't know anyone
not only
like
do
that.
I know him. He owes me a...
You know.
Oh, these are on, you know.
You keep chuckling when you go, yeah, I know a guy who's falling on hard times.
No, this bastard owes me a bunch of money, so...
Hey, South Carolina authorities say
keeps his car in his dad's name, so can't get that. I already tried.
Wow, this is interesting.
It's long
how
story.
Do you? How do you
I
feel
keep
about
hoping
that?
To read about a fatal accident.
So
that God can get him. yeah, didn't stop him from taking a nice trip to Hawaii. I saw the pictures. You ever had that happen to you? so you owe me, and yeah, here's a picture of you and your girlfriend in Hawaii.
Here's how you can
that's nice.
Keep that from happening. Don't loan money to anyone.
That's a little more complicated than that. We'll move on. The little Cupid doll with his full head of hair. And
are you going to do a voodoo doll of him?
All right.
I'm not upset about that.
You know, there is a school of thought if you write his name down on a piece of paper
and
put it in the freezer.
It's voodoo.
Really?
Yeah.
This is, I am not aware of this.
Put him in the deep freeze.
Does anybody, anybody have a pen?
I might have just made that up.
I like that idea, though.
It's a good idea, though, right?
I'll tell you what I do like.
Don't anybody do put like? My name in the freezer. Yeah, son of a...
Christy, we have a church sign that... boy, you have to wonder what they were thinking. This one is
The lovely innuendos. Don't you just love them?
I love businesses that have those signs. Sometimes
sure.
They're really funny and clever. Sometimes, in this case, they're awful.
Oh, no.
We'll find out what it said when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Glad to be here. Hope you had a great weekend. I know Josh did. Josh on the road.
Yeah.
Springfield, Missouri.
That's right.
With Donnie Baker. Nobody got arrested. It was a good time.
It was a good time. Although Donnie and I did part ways a little before midnight, so I don't know what happened to him afterwards.
Huh. But, that's the way he does it. Yep.
Great time.
Wasn't he with his drummer?
He was, yeah. Oh, he and boy. Dusty were going to a bar of some sort. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
As Christie's grandmother once said,
breaking
nothing
the
good
guy
happens
code.
After midnight.
Nothing yeah. good happens after midnight.
I went to my brother Joe's and we shot off fireworks for a little bit.
All right.
You're a mess.
Much to the, you know, yeah, that? Yeah. The neighbors couldn't have been thrilled. But
it's like I like that. It's like I like having turkey when it's maybe not Thanksgiving every once in a while. Shooting off fireworks when it's not the 4th of July. That's okay.
Yeah.
As long as you remember the 4th of July. We're having a discussion off the air. This is bothering
Turkey's
me a lot.
Turkey's getting a bad rap.
It's bothering me that Thanksgiving is kind of getting overlooked.
I feel like it is, too.
And I love Thanksgiving.
Everybody's
I don't
got
know.
Their,
I think it's just about right.
No.
Really?
Everybody's
no.
got their Christmas stuff out. And
every time I log on to social media, somebody's put their Christmas stuff up already. It's just not right.
I was trying to see if the place that does the puppet shows that I like, if they were doing a Thanksgiving show, and they're not, which no. I was very disappointed.
They did a Chinese version, or a Chinese thing.
In the
about a lion that eats a monkey. Did you see that?
What?
A lion eats the
How
monkey.
How is that seasonal?
Yeah. That what?
It wasn't seasonal, but it kind
when
of
I was a
disturbing.
Kid, I've got to see if I can find this. Maybe
but the monkey gets out.
Maybe someone listening knows. There was a, when I was a little boy there at my elementary school, they showed this movie, and it was marionettes, and it was all the pilgrims and stuff. I'm sure it's probably politically incorrect. But I remember, this is true, and I know this sounds really stupid. I remember they showed them planting, and I didn't pick up on it. I thought that they were planting the fish, and the fish grew the corn. But
yeah.
It turns out, I guess, they were putting the seed in, then the fish as fertilizer, mm-hmm. and then...
Right, right.
Yeah, I was a little too young to
so
pick
you
up
thought,
on that.
Oh, you just thought the fish itself.
For a while.
Oh, gotcha.
Corn came out of fish.
Yeah, it's reasonable when you're
sure.
six.
All right, yeah, you wouldn't. Why else would you know?
But I remember that they were these really cool marionettes, and they were all dressed up in the hats with the weird guns with the
You know, that's a phrase you
trombone.
Don't normally... You don't normally hear the phrase, really cool marionettes.
The blunderbuss? Really,
whatever those are called.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Looks like
yeah.
a trumpet gun?
Yeah.
That's what I called it.
But but Thanksgiving's kind of just being bypassed.
Yeah.
We went to the what is it called? The craft store to get maybe a little, you know, Thanksgiving craft for the girls to put together, and all they had was the Christmas stuff. So
oh yeah, all
we did,
the
we
Thanksgiving
did find
stuff's
one,
on sale. It's in the middle of the aisle,
yeah,
you know,
right,
that
right.
kind of thing. And
so not here, not on this show. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving.
You know what I heard over the weekend?
What?
You know the gingerbread houses?
Yeah.
Starbucks has Starbucks houses.
So
now you can put together a Starbucks.
Oh, okay. A gingerbread Starbucks?
A gingerbread Starbucks.
Well, we already did our gingerbread houses.
Well, now you're bitching about this?
No.
Well, I told you they only had the one Thanksgiving craft.
I suggest you don't eat that one.
We're not. Well, the other day, my 1.5-year-old was on the table. I noticed that she was, what are you eating? She was eating the roof on the gingerbread house, which happened to be, I believe it was M&M's glued on with chocolate.
No, I know you carve like 500 or 600 pumpkins. How many gingerbread houses do you put together?
By the way, lit the pumpkins last night again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just jack-o'-lanterns?
For the same reason you...
That's
you,
odd.
It was a miserable day. Check local
yeah,
listings.
Yeah, just say, let's check these out. Let's.
So I went and got some fresh candles, relit the jack-o'-lanterns out front.
I'm sure the girls loved it.
I told keeping the ghosts away tonight.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, a little bit out of season, but... But you're right, Christy. They're kind of. I don't know. We're missing out on Thanksgiving.
Well, you could have made a Thanksgiving themed gingerbread house.
How about this? Carve a turkey and
oh, there you go.
Give it eyes and a mouth, and put a candle in it and sit it on your stoop.
How about that?
See how long that lasts.
Before the
coyotes show up.
the vermin.
Where I live, it wouldn't be long. There might be some coyotes.
I have a tweet from someone who loves Chinese food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He says, here in Texas, I've had enchiladas and orange chicken in the same place in one restaurant. It's called Los Banditos Chinese Buffet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Christy and I know a place where the sushi chef is of Mexican heritage.
Yes, he is.
And he's great.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this because the so-called sushi bandit has been caught.
Yeah.
Yes, in Pocatello, Idaho.
In Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So good to know. He was apparently doing the dine and dash with sushi. It was like $120 worth.
$126, yeah.
So it was two rolls.
you must go to a nicer sushi place than I do.
Oh, boy.
You don't want to get discount sushi. That could end badly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's. Mm-hmm. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I was by myself at a sushi restaurant. And I ordered so much that they brought it out on one of those giant wooden ships just for me. They put it on the table. I go, come on. The SS obesity right there on my table.
Oh, my God.
I was so embarrassed.
How much that set you back? About $120.
Easily $80 or something, yeah.
Did you finish it?
That's normally...
I don't remember if I finished all of it, but I certainly
made
some
dent.
Damage. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but it was
always wanted the ship. I never got the ship.
The only place I've ever gotten the ship,
I've never heard of the ship.
Yeah.
I go to sushi all
there's
the
a
time.
Place that we go to. And
I don't go to you that sushi.
There were 10 of us.
Yeah.
And they brought up.
Yes.
They brought up. The ship is a hot. It's sort of a narrow, obviously, narrow, long
wooden
tray that looks kind of like a boat.
You know,
because if you're at a big table, they can't bring out the giant round.
I've only seen it given to groups. And they just, I ordered so much.
Maybe they were out of the regular plates.
I think the chef thought, this order's clearly for six people.
My favorite sushi story is we were all there as a group, and Tom made a comment about one of our coworkers being recently headed toward a divorce. And
we are at a giant.
This gentleman had not said anything to anyone, and he said, What? What are you doing, Tom?
That's how fresh it was.
Yeah,
just like the sushi.
I think he cried.
Yeah, he might have. I know he cried it later. He didn't cry in the restaurant.
I had no idea that he didn't. He hadn't told everyone he was going to divorce. I just said something like, "Well, at least you get a free meal out of this bad news today."
From a man who swears he keeps secrets.
I didn't know it was a secret. He didn't tell me. He just said, by the way.
Is that the key? You have to say it's a secret.
And don't forget the famous story about when Haywood Banks asked him to keep a sled.
Oh, yeah.
When he called Haywood to verify it, and his wife answered.
That's so funny.
And you didn't tell her about the sled. You just said, tell Haywood the thing he asked me about keeping. I am okay with that.
That's not a fight starter.
Thanks a lot.
I thought I had put it in some kind of code.
Oh, my God. That is such a fight starter.
I think it's cool that the cops named this guy in the sushi thing the Dine and Dash Sushi Bandit.
Do they do that, or does the press do that?
I don't know. These days, a lot of times the stories will get there off of Facebook that the police post directly.
Mm-hmm.
And the police will say, we're looking for this guy, and they'll post that stuff on Facebook. So, do you watch? You watch your sodium intake, right, Josh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, so you might want to do a Dine and Mrs. Dash.
Mrs. Dash is a salt substitute. Don't you have no salt over there? Don't you?
Yeah, he does.
He likes a lot of salt.
I'm not a big salt guy. I'm the guy that gets the soft pretzel and brushes all the salt off.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
Just save it for me then, will you?
I'm sure. Yeah, I'll put it in my pocket. And
really do.
Yeah, he's the guy that salts potato chips.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Salt ham.
Chick, have I seen you salt a salad before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to salt a salad. You can't just eat
You know what? My parents did that growing up, and I never got that. They would salt their salad.
I've seen people salt watermelon, which
That's some people swear by it.
Yeah.
Some people swear by salting their chocolate milk.
Oh, that might be good.
I like salt. I salt bread. I like salt and bread.
Mm, well, time to move on. We have coming up.
I'll be dead in a week.
We have. Okay. We have more updates on Ric Flair masturbating twice a day.
No, we don't have any more updates.
Yeah, even the chimpanzees at the zoo are going, "Hey, man, give it a rest." Hey, come on, nobody can do it that.
In the documentary, it's presented as he told the sports psychologist all these facts, and the sports psychologist couldn't believe it.
He's like, "No, that's not possible.
That's not possible."
You mean the 10,000 women and self-pleasured.
And drinking as much as he was, and yeah.
Okay.
Well. But Triple H says he's a consummate liar.
So. Okay, there you go. We have a lot to get to, including a fascinating story about, we talk occasionally about facial recognition software.
Mm-hmm.
I know they've got software now that can recognize photographs, and there was a whole thing last week about Facebook wanting potentially damaging photographs to be used to prevent them from being posted.
Sure.
Yeah.
To avoid the so-called revenge.
He's trying to
porn.
Say you're supposed to send in a naked photograph of yourself to Facebook.
Interestingly enough, we have a facial recognition in sheep coming up in the news.
Really?
Yes. A fascinating story. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're back in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. I'm glad to be here. Had a great weekend. Hope you did too. That's Chick. That's Josh. That's Christy. Our engineer today is the legendary Ace Cosby.
I'm craving sushi.
Craving sushi.
Yeah, me too.
Well, this is Tom speaking here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We're talking about sushi because the so-called Dine and Dash sushi bandit has been caught in Idaho.
And it's causing quite the rumblings on Twitter. Evidently, they're called fusion restaurants. Mm-hmm. And there was a restaurant in Toronto. I don't think it's open anymore, but it was very popular when it was open. And there might have been one in New Jersey. It was called Ginsburg and Wong. It was
hilarious.
A fusion of deli and Asian cuisine.
Well, that's great.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you get a bagel with salmon on it, that's sort of sushi-like, isn't it?
Yeah, lox are sort of...
Sure. Lox and bagels, pretty much a sushi dish.
Ginsburg and Wong.
And I mentioned that I've got a list of a whole bunch of... There's Pancho and Wong's in California.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Pancho Wong's, Redondo Beach.
I love Redondo Beach.
And
nice area.
There's the Ginger Sushi Burrito in Hibachi in Ohio, by the way.
Ginger Sushi.
The Ginger Sushi Burrito Hibachi Grill. That sounds pretty good, too. We were talking about this because the name of the sushi place was Chang's, right? And if I'm...
Chang's Garden.
I don't know much, but I'm guessing Chang's is primarily Chinese, but that's okay with me.
But wait a minute. What? You're confusing
don't
the
don't go
Chang.
No, they called him the Sushi Bandit because he originally dined and dashed from Sumusu Sushi Restaurant in Pocatello. So this Chang's Garden may not have sushi.
Then I'm not going.
All right.
I was
well, you like Chinese food?
I know, but I was counting on the sushi. As Ace said, I'm in a sushi mood.
All right.
If you could only have one ethnic, I guess, food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Probably, it depends how you define it. I'd say it's probably spaghetti.
Yeah, I was going to go Italian. Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't know. Yeah. Christy?
Mm-hmm.
Chinese food? What would you, Mexican? What would you,
Ethiopian? Something with a lot of sand.
No. I'd probably go Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I see the Ethiopian restaurants and I go... It's horrible. I know, but isn't everyone starving in Ethiopia?
No, I'm sure that it's lovely. It's just that I think we're conditioned by the famous Sam Kinison bit.
Have you been to an Ethiopian? There's an Ethiopian restaurant. I know where one's located.
Can you park there? If it's hard to park, I'll go. That's how we pick places.
I have a friend who used to have a joke. He said he went to an Ethiopian restaurant, and when the waiter brought him their food, it was intercepted by warlords.
Nothing funnier than world poverty.
That's a good joke. Not as funny as a...
Good joke.
Well, that leads us to Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy, what is going on over there?
Well, South Carolina authorities say a man was caught by deputies not stealing sushi, but 4 cases of beer from Walmart, then returning for more. The man changed shirts, though, after the theft. Nobody will recognize me now.
Nope.
Yeah, those cameras there.
And returned to the Bluffton store. The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says in a report he grabbed more beer on the second trip but left it in a shopping cart. Deputies approached the man on his way out of the store. Deputies located the man's car, found the stolen beer and several other items that had been stolen from a store nearby. So he didn't even drink the beer yet, but came back for more.
I stole two bags of ice from Walmart. Never felt more alive.
Yeah, we know you did.
Yeah, we know.
Well, you didn't really steal.
No, he did. He's a dirtbag.
I paid for them, went to the bin in the store. It was empty.
So you went to the one outside the store.
I went to the one at the gas station.
Turns out the gas station.
I went to the service desk.
Although on the Walmart parking lot was not that young.
And the lady said, well, you need to go to the customer service and get your money back. And I'm going, okay, thanks. Not doing that.
So you went out.
Went across the parking lot.
But what did you do, Chick? You didn't just take the two bags of ice you paid for. You took
I took another bag for my trouble.
That's exactly right. Like a real thief.
Ethically thin ice, if you will.
Yeah.
Keep the ice thing
certainly
going.
Colorado authorities are saying a stash of cocaine fell out of a man's hat while he was in court.
Whoops.
Good day, madam.
The Vail Daily reported 43-year-old Juan Bibriasca was standing at an Eagle County District Court podium for violating his bond on a drug charge when he took off his hat. Of course, he's being polite.
Sir,
square Adam. Folded paper fell out.
What is that? Tip your hat to this lady, son. And when I did, all that hair fell out from underneath.
Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels on Easy Rider. It may be that the judge asked them to take the hat off in court.
After authorities determined that the paper contained cocaine, Bibiriska was charged with narcotics possession and another bond violation. He was then walked to the county jail.
Sure.
Don't you think judges are really bossy?
They certainly can be.
Boy, oh boy. I'm
what, is he supposed to take
is
he supposed to take a poll? What do you folks out there think? What
possibly?
Do we should do to this guy?
That's why I don't like Judge Judy. She's unnecessarily bought. Like, she's just so mean.
Well, she's the highest paid
person on the earth.
Well, personality, there's no accounting for taste.
But taking cocaine into the courtroom when you're already being... They're looking at you on a drug charge.
Right. That's just asinine.
I can't get through this court without having a little bump.
This would be like Harvey Weinstein hitting on a juror when he finally goes in front of the, hey, jury number four, she's hot. Let me go. I want to see this.
Baby,
wait for me. Wow. Isn't that what they used to yell?
Wait for me.
In light of the cocaine falling out of my client's hat, we'd like to change our plea to insanity. Because apparently he's an idiot. Oh, God.
The client is an idiot.
That was my favorite line of all time. And a groom in Egypt has been seriously injured after a celebratory wedding guest shot him in the testicles with a shotgun.
My bad. My fault. Sorry.
28-year-old Osman Al-Sayed was enjoying his wedding when the weapon accidentally fired at him rather than into the air. God. He is being treated at a hospital for serious injuries to his testicles, thigh, and hand. According to police, the 26-year-old who shot the groom fled the scene but was later arrested. This incident provoked a strong reaction on social media, with users calling for a ban on the tradition of firing guns in public celebrations.
Well, God, right in the groin.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's his wedding night, too.
Well,
you know those bullets, I never realized this until a couple of years, when those bullets get shot in the air, they don't go into the atmosphere. I mean, they come back down. And they hurt people.
Well, he was shot with a shotgun in the crotch.
I thought they just went into the and went into an orbit.
When you get shot with a shotgun in the crotch, your groin turns to some kind of dust.
Yeah, it's certainly powdery.
Even with a .22, I would imagine
it was a shotgun, right?
Yes.
Yeah. He's never going to get the deposit back on that tux.
No, that is...
Sack into a cheese grater.
Oh, boy. Hope they registered at a good hospital. Oh, look, this is convenient.
I've returned some sweaty tuxes, though, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine what the kind of fluids they find on tuxes would be. Oh, man. Oh, we have a tribute.
Okay.
If you're going to be getting shot on your wedding day in the groin... Which, in a way, kind of metaphorical for some. This is the legendary Haywood Banks.
I love those funny video shows that just can't get enough. The cavalcade of concussions, Boy, that's funny stuff. They're tripping in Poughkeepsie. They're slipping in Des Moines. But the ones that win $10,000 are all trauma to the groin. A trauma to the groin, boys. Trauma to the groin. And nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. Now Jacob was a small boy in a t-ball league, and his father stood behind him, coaching to succeed. The boy, he swung with all his might. You should have seen Dad's face when the bat connected between first and second base. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. We wanted to collect the check from those video fools, so we taught our three-year-old the running headbutt to the jewels. Too bad we left the lens cap on the camera by mistake, cause Grandpa weren't too happy about the second take. Oh, trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin. One day while in the garden, I stepped upon a rake. The blow intense and accurate, an impression it did make. My children caught it all on tape, thought it was the funniest thing. And I choked a curse out through my tears as they began to sing. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the groin. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as as a trauma to the groin.
Bravo. Woo.
Well, I won the money, though I failed to see the joke. Hey, each to his own, I guess. And most of the dough, well, don't you know, paid the bill to the EMS. So let us see a show of hands and let it be resolved that a trauma's much more funny if your own groin's not involved. Oh, a trauma to the groin, boys, trauma to the boys. Nothing's quite as funny as a trauma to the groin. There is no wit more pretty. There is no joke divine or limerick delicious as a trauma to the groin.
In honor of getting a shotgun on the groin at the on your wedding day, ladies and gentlemen.
Ouch.
Yeah, not good. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. I want to remind you that if you'd like
and you
to,
thought just she was going to get them.
If if you'd like to text us, whatever's on your mind, we'd love to hear from you. And it's a simple way to get a hold of us.
394.
It's not 394. Well, Josh, you want to handle this?
Sure. It's 888-262-8661.
Yay.
There you go.
Good.
You can
good
text
job.
Us right now. Let us know what's on your mind. You have a request. You want to talk about something. We're here for you. And we'd love to hear from you. Now, we return it to Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed?
A Chinese company sold people a lifetime supply of alcohol for about $1,700.
A lot of Asian news today.
Oh, this is the Alibaba thing, right?
It's all a part of Alibaba's annual Singles Day shopping holiday.
You heard about
one
that?
Online retailer offered 12 bottles of Bai...
Spell it.
B-A-I-G-I-U.
What down is on the bayou.
B, what is it?
B-A-I-J-I-U.
J-I-U.
Bayou.
Bayou. Bayou. Bayou.
Bayou.
Bayou. I know Bijou, like the theater, B-I-J-O-U. Bijou.
You get 12 bottles of Bayou liquor every month for life.
Is this another Asian story?
It's the same Asian story.
Okay, go ahead.
To the first 33 singles who paid 11,111 won, which was $1,671, reflecting the holiday's date of November 11th.
Now, this is part of what was the biggest retail day in the history of the world.
Right. By the way, they can also leave alcohol to family members if they die within 5 years of their purchase. The one-day promotion, a significant reduction from the normal price of about $15,000.
I'll say.
While a single bottle of Baijiu sells for about $30. It's a white spirit, usually made from sorghum or rice, and can easily contain alcohol content well above the standard 40%.
Sounds rummy. I like
it. It's usually drunk as a shot and is a common sight at Chinese banquets. Despite several major pushes to sell the liquor abroad, it has largely failed to become popular outside of China.
Sorry.
Okay.
It's like sake.
Sake's popular outside of China.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
I've had sake. Yeah, yeah. I've had sake. It tastes too, and you know, remember who's saying this, tastes too alcoholy for me.
Wow.
It's very alcohol. It's like pure rubbing alcohol, it seems like.
There can be smooth sake out there.
Do you like it hot?
When you do a shot, you're supposed to say sake to me.
That's right.
It's more of a sipping rice wine, I think.
What's really interesting about this is part of the Alibaba.
Open sarsaparilla.
It's a. Let me see if I can find this. It set the world record for the most retail sales in one day.
Think of all the people buying in China.
It's like their Black Friday.
Yeah. Kind of, and it started as a joke. Here it is. A decade ago, November 11th was a tongue-in-cheek cultural celebration of being single in China. The retailer Alibaba in 2009 turned the day into China's version of Black Friday. 8 years later, sales from the Chinese e-commerce one-day event doubled those from Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the United States put together. In 13 hours, it had hit $18 billion.
Holy cow.
Man.
And the guy that founded Alibaba, Jack Ma, held a gala to celebrate the kickoff with Pharrell, Nicole Kidman, and Maria Sharapova in attendance.
Is Jack Ma's, is he Yo's brother?
Yo-Yo Ma's?
Yeah. Yo Ma's?
Of course he is. That's such an unusual name.
Jack Ma.
Yeah.
Yo Mama.
Last year, they brought in Victoria Beckham and David Beckham and Kobe Bryant.
Whoa.
Allegedly for millions of dollars.
Now, Victoria Beckham, did they need someone staring in a sour fashion? Is that why they brought her in?
I don't know. So this is a super big deal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the biggest event of its type in the world.
Let me grab that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, Peter Gavin, CSPN, ESPN2, MLB Network, and my personal podcast, The Peter Pages. This week we find out who's going to win Rookie of the Year of Major League Baseball, and there's already a ton of activity in the Hot Stove League with free agents. Most notable is Dodger pitcher Yu Darvish, who will always be remembered for his two awful starts in the World Series. Running joke after the World Series this year. Sure, the Astros won, but their MVP had to be none other than Yu Darvish. As you'll recall, he got blasted and pulled in his first start, and then completely butchered Game 7 on his own. He's been running some numbers, and not to be too harsh, but it appears Yu Darvish screwed more L.A. people than Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey combined. I'm Peter Gavin, 92 days, 16 hours, 48 seconds from pitchers to catchers.
Thank you.
And, of course, on this show, we always say, Yu Darvish.
Meet chick.
Yes.
Okay. God, I love that. It makes me happy every time I hear it. You know, you had a pretty crappy World Series.
Yeah.
Apparently screwed more people in L.A. than well, who knew? In any event, back to your story. It's interesting because could you even do a lifetime of alcohol in the United States?
I don't think so. There are too many laws here, I think.
Man.
Wow.
Well, I think we should probably have somebody look into this. Just, as research.
And someone's lifetime of alcohol, it might differ.
Yeah, mine's going to differ.
Wait a minute. This is interesting. You mentioned this. It says if you die.
Within five years, you can will it
to someone in your family.
Within 5 years.
Yes. If you die 5 years after you buy this.
What about 6 years?
Nope.
No, then you've finished. That's your lifetime.
What?
So you're going to have to drink you could drink $1,700 worth of liquor in a year, couldn't you?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me? I might be able to do that, maybe, if I cut back.
This says.
Hear what I said? I'm a drunk.
I didn't say that.
Famous American comedian Ron White walked in to a store to buy the lifetime supply of booze for $1,700, and the Chinese owner said, "You go now."
they Panetted him?
Remember the Simpsons where Homer goes to the seafood, it's all you can eat? You said it's all I can eat. He's hardly man nor beast. He just keeps jumping.
Arr, come see Bottomless Pete.
So I don't know. That's a pretty good deal, I guess.
Well, yeah, if you're getting
$1,700, a lifetime of booze, the normal price, you can buy it on any other day, you can buy it for $15,000.
That says $30,000 here.
What?
Oh, no, that was $30. $15,000.
$15,000 for a lifetime supply of this particular booze. And I guess for an extra $300, you can watch their 7-year-old employees distill it.
Oh, Tom.
Nice. Well, think about it. Those corks are really small.
Yeah, you got tiny fingers for that. Yeah.
Little hands.
When we come back, we have. This is fascinating.
How do you think those shoes get laced?
There's a story we'll tell about this, about somebody famous, involving this next story, which involves, is there a connection between having sex and cardiac arrest? A lot of people want to know.
Okay.
Can you come and go at the same time? The results are fascinating. And good news, by the way.
Oh.
Which leads us also to an interesting CPR statistic.
Okay, yeah. When we come back, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Let's not muddy the water.
We are muddying the waters right now. Happy Monday. This is the Bob and Tom Show coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here worldwide on American Forces Radio. And hope you had a good Veterans Weekend. Saw a nice picture of Josh with his dad, a Vietnam combat veteran.
Yes.
It's good to see a nice picture of you and Larry.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend said, "My God, Larry's like a really handsome version of Josh."
Oh, my gosh. She did not say that.
Right.
Wait a minute.
You threw that on your girlfriend?
What happened? Don't leave anything out.
Okay. Oh, I texted him that, and then she made me text back and going, "I did not say that." She said, "Your dad is very handsome."
Oh, I'll be happy to hear it.
What she said.
Well, you know, hot old guys are in. You know that, right? They never go out of style.
Okay, well,
until
right.
They die. Then so, they're,
oh, that is
I hope
a
your
nice
dad had a nice veteran. You got to see him, which is great.
I did. Yeah, I had lunch with him and his girlfriend and my mom and her husband, and
you
it was great.
Did he scream,
hang on, wait,
incoming,
wait.
At any point?
No.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Did you buy?
No, my mom bought, so that was nice of her.
Really?
Yeah.
You let your mom buy.
I argued with her for a long enough time to be polite.
So you mean after you got back from the bathroom,
you know,
when you saw the check coming?
You know, that's true. We knew. We all know a guy.
Oh, we know a guy.
Yeah. And that. Well, I know two guys, actually, that.
We all know a guy that was famous for that.
Yeah, it would be, I got to go to the bathroom.
Not a joke. He's doing it to get out of the building.
Famously.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
And he certainly could have afforded to pick up the tab.
Man.
Made it even
better. And he knows that everybody knows it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
He knows that everyone knows.
Yeah, my dad was on my Instagram. I have photos of him now and
back in the day.
Yeah, when he was in boot camp and then as a drill instructor. So
Josh Arnold's dad.
Josh's dad was a badass and a hero, so don't. I'll tell you what, we should do. Let's do some.
Isn't that where they came up?
Let's extend our Veterans Day.
That's where they came up with the term shotgun, right?
By doing some Veterans Day requests. If you're a veteran,
you blow the smoke down the barrel.
Give us a request. I'm talking. Josh, how would one make a request to the?
Oh, I think you should text us.
How would one do that?
At this number, 888-262-8661.
You were going to say 866.
Yeah, I was.
I could see the six forming.
I think I'm throwing them more by not saying anything at this
888-262-8661. Veterans, come on. Let's say a salute to you from our show. We'd be happy to do that. So get us those requests, and we'll get to it in a second. Right now, we have a couple things I wanted to get to, including Christy Lee with some news. Christy?
Joe Cohen, the 30-year-old CEO of the California based company Self-Hacked. If you think you're having trouble finding love, he's offering $10,000 to anyone who can help him find a girlfriend that'll date him for at least 4 months. Four months?
Man, this seems weird.
Cohen created a lengthy ad on his blog explaining his terms and conditions as well as requirements for his ideal partner.
What does she have to be?
Well, she has to be intelligent, open-minded,
yep,
low on neuroticism, okay, high on conscientiousness,
yes, probably,
and preferably Jewish. She should also
read him again. Read him again. Intelligent,
open-minded, low on neuroticism, high on conscientiousness, preferably Jewish. childless, under 5'9", between the ages of 20 and 30, funny and non-materialistic.
Okay.
This is complicated.
He also wrote, he's unwilling to move for love, but will pay for his date's airfare and Airbnb. He added, if the plan fails, he intends to move to Israel, which he admits is the best market for him.
Yeah. He's paying $10,000 to the person that sets him up with the woman, not the woman, right?
Right.
So you're essentially a pimp,
right,
at that point.
Kind of.
Well, why doesn't he just offer $10,000 to a woman to date him?
That would be prostitution.
Wait a second, I just thought of something.
I want you to fill in the blank.
All right.
This sounds like the premise to a movie starring
Seth Rogen.
I would say Adam Sandler. Doesn't this sound like an Adam Sandler movie? He's a CEO. He's looking for a nice Jewish girl that his mom will like, which is what this sounds like to me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he has to deal with these weird guys trying to set them up with girls they know.
Amy Adams plays his assistant.
What's Joe's problem? Why can't she?
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking up.
And why can't he do this on any? You can put those parameters into any dating site.
Okay, I bet it's his appearance.
Here we go. It says he's opted for this unusual way of finding a romantic partner because he's apparently tried all of the dating services, he says.
Well, I don't know.
He also says this. He wants to get to know someone to protect him against a woman just looking for money. He's a really good looking guy, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Tall, full head of hair, nice smile, got all his teeth. Appears to have a watch on the size of Flava Flav's clock.
Hey, that's cool.
Flava Flav, what?
The Flava Flav clock. This guy's
got
a nice
clock.
Big
watch. Oh, okay.
What is he, between 20 and 30? Is that what he said? Years old?
20 and 30. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's a huge thing about this. This guy's got the whole. Yeah, but he looks like an interesting guy. I bet the fact that he's paying someone to find, I don't know, that seems a little weird. Little odd.
It is odd.
Even has gone so far as to say if you share the post about him and the post gets the $10,000 to the friend who finds it, you get the $2,000. I don't know. He's offering a lot of money. It's a multi-market scheme.
I like the guy already. He's got a nice kayak here. He's out in the... having a. any guy that likes a boat, I'm in.
Just go meet a girl, dude. What's he doing?
Apparently, maybe he's too busy with between the kayaking and the...
what is this, a feminine hygiene commercial? You can kayak.
Yeah.
It says, I've approached women on the street. I tried bars, venues, activities, meetups, events. No luck.
Sounds like it's you,
got
pal.
Got a whole new wardrobe. Started working out. Bought a new Benz.
Wait a minute. Positive Benz.
Bought furniture and gadgets to make my room look cool.
Did he say I bought a Benz?
That's what it says.
It's what it says.
Can't fight a woman.
What
a
jerk.
Became more extroverted. Got LASIK and more. But I ended up attracting the wrong types of women that I wasn't interested in anyway.
Maybe you get a personality. Who knows?
Yeah, no
What's
kidding.
His name? I need to see him. What's his name?
The deal breakers, it says, include too much hair growth in unwanted places.
Is this true?
No.
A woman who speaks her thoughts out loud using her mouth. Okay, now I'm making them up. But have you found him, a chick?
Is that him?
Joe Cohen, C-O-H-E. And he's a good-looking guy.
He's a real dark...
CEO of, I assume this is a pretty successful company.
Is he kind of Asian?
He's real tan, or he's dark complected.
Yeah.
Joel Cohen's his name?
Joe Cohen, yes, like the Cohen brothers.
Right.
It really does sound like a Adam Sandler movie to me, so we'll see.
Joe's hobbies include physical activities like hiking, volleyball, tennis, surfing, traveling, meeting new and interesting people. Well, obviously, you're not good at that, Joe.
No.
And anything challenging or competitive.
That sounds like a douche commercial.
Yeah, I really do.
Steps to date, Joe.
No,
come on.
Thank you.
Yeah, these things never work. When you go public like this, it never works out.
Why is it hard for Joe to find a date?
Okay, well, we'll find out.
I think he's promoting his company. I think that's what it
right.
is. I think it's more to promote his company than to promote Joe. Whatever.
Okay. Well, we have a lot to get to today. Another rich guy in the news. Did you see this Bill Gates story?
No.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool. Bill Gates and some company, I guess he owns, they bought a gigantic chunk of land and they're going to build their own city.
No kidding.
From scratch. And it's going to be all tricked out for the contemporary world. We'll find out about that. And a giant wooden penis in the news, of course, when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and glad to be here.
Yes.
Hope you're having a great day. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, taking requests, extending Veterans Day.
Playing what you're saying.
I got my first veterans request right here.
So great.
We're going to get to it in just a second. First, a couple of hellos. That's Josh.
Hi.
Son of Larry, badass combat veteran of Vietnam. Thank you, Larry.
Yes, thanks, Dan.
And you had a nice nice lunch with Larry, and you made him pay. That's great.
My mom paid.
His mother paid.
Lunch with Larry.
Well, yes. That's you didn't, like, insist on paying?
I politely said, hey, let me get this or whatever.
Hey, look, Mom, I've got a gig now.
They were very happy to pay, though.
Look, Mom, I've got a gig now.
Like, well, my parents are pretty new to having a little money as well, so we're sort of...
Okay. Yeah. All right. May I ask what you had for lunch?
Yeah.
Yes, I had...
Hang on a second.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
No, that's not why I'm asking. I'm just saying what you found out your mom was paying. What you found out your mom was paying. Did they do the duck under glass and lobster and the lobster at lunch?
No, we were at a place in Pacific, Missouri called the Brew House, and I had.
I can see why they'd call it Pacific, you know, being that nice view they have
of the ocean. Boa ate there, didn't he? I thought it was his favorite. Right.
You know what? There's a bunch of train tracks. Maybe it has something
Pacific
to do with that.
Pacific Railroad.
Yeah. Ah, now it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. So it was, a cup of potato soup and a French dip.
Oh. Yeah.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I ate the French dip.
And I
don't you dare knock don't soup. You knock French dip, mister.
I love French dip.
God, I do too.
I'll just get a French dip au jus and dip everything in it. Crackers,
French fries.
Well, anyway, we'll play one in a second as we continue. We'll do this. We can do veterans requests. We're happy to do them all week. But before we get to that, I was looking at this thing. I mentioned this story, and I hadn't seen the picture during the break. I looked it up. It's a the headline is kind of a bad play on words. People are stumped by mysterious wood penis erected in the Alps.
Yeah, a wooden phallus mysteriously appeared in the Austrian Alps.
It's pretty big.
Hikers discovered the carved wooden sculpture atop Austria's Ochter Peak last week. It looks to be about 3 feet high. Hiker photographer.
But it's a big, heavy chunk of wood.
Marika Roth shared images on social media showing the several foot tall penis jutting up from the 6,200 foot peak.
Girthy.
One image shows the hashtag Ochter penis carved in the side. Huh. As of yet, no one has claimed responsibility for the monument. Ski lift operators in the area warn a storm will likely topple the statue in the near future.
It looks like a serious,
huge block of wood that's been carved into a penis.
It's been carved.
And carried up there.
Yeah. Circumcised and all. So.
It looks thick. I mean, it looks like it weighs a couple hundred pounds. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would probably weigh a lot more. Huh. And then when they brought it up there, it shrank a little.
Yeah, it's chilly. Yeah, it's cold.
It's above the tree line, I think.
There was shrinkage.
So I don't know the way things are going these days. They'll probably be Weinstein probably yanked it. Louis C.K. wanked it.
Yeah,
it's got you down.
Spacey groped it. We'll find out more.
I'm gonna delete that.
We'll get that photograph and stick
it. It's up.
Okay,
it's pretty.
It's really up.
Yeah, it's up. It's really up. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, it's erect.
Now, I wanted to get to some of these requests in honor of Veterans Day over the weekend, and you can text this your request, veterans, and the number again, Josh?
888-262-8661.
This comes to us from the late, great Tim Wilson, and it's sort of a medley of the famous Uncle B.S.
Well, everybody had that relative in their family who lies like a dog. You know, he's always kind of alone, shows up just kind of unannounced. And in our family, his name was Benford Smith Wilson. We called him Uncle B.S. You walk up to him, Uncle B.S., where were you November the 22nd, 1963? November the 22nd, 1963. Let me think a second. That's the day everybody's supposed to remember where they was. I was working at a school book depository in Dallas, Texas. Houghton, Mifflin had just come out with that new math and had them real thick math books, and it's hard to pick them math book boxes up by yourself, and I told them, y'all got to get somewhere in there to help me with these dang boxes. And they hired a fellow named Harvey something. I can't think of his name. He'd been in the Marine Corps, and I, of course, in the Navy for 5 years. And he kept bragging about what a great shot your Marine Corps was as opposed to your naval forces. I said, I tell you what, you little pink old commie bastard. This afternoon at lunch, I want you to go back to your boarding house and bring back your rifle. Mm-hmm. I got 2 tickets to the Texas Theater. Says you can't hit that manhole cover down there by that grassy knoll. You know, he cracked off 4 shots. Damn, for President of the United States, didn't happen to drive by at that exact moment. We felt bad about that. Uncle B.S., where were you June 6th, 1944? June 6, 1944. Metal detector salesman, Normandy, France, D-Day. Scouring the beach at 4 in the morning in black socks and sandals. Helping a gay glass blower named Joan hunt for a friendship bracelet he dropped out of a pair of Speedos earlier that evening. I look out in the ocean. Tom Hanks and 100,000 surfers come running at me with ugly-ass green wetsuits and enough luggage to keep a team of bellhops busy for about a month. A bullet from a sand dune parts my hair. Joan takes shrapnel in the ass. I drag him to a suntan lotion stand and wrap his butt in a beach towel tourniquet. My Geiger counter's beeping like a dope dealer at a crack house picnic. I said, Joan, with this many bullets in the beach, I think you and Todd can forget about that bracelet. Uncle B.S., where were you in March 1836? Life insurance salesman, the Alamo, San Antonio, Texas. Counting Mexicans, trying to get a big fella in a coonskin cap to convince 17 buddies from Tennessee they were in good hands with Allstate. I said, don't let them Mexicans get over that wall, fellas. They'll have this place sheetrocked in about an hour and a half. Uncle B.S., where were you December 24th, 1 hour B.C.? December, you 24th, 1 hour B.C. Working as a part-time night desk clerk, Bethlehem, Israel. Place called the North Star Motor Lodge. Booked up out the rear end, trying to get my Caesar census form filled out and stock a Coke machine all at the same time. Up to my ass and caffeine-free Dot Dr. Pepper. Some carpenter strolls in with a pregnant wife, a tired mule, and a bad attitude. Trying to strong-arm me into throwing 2 Roman soldiers out of room 10. I told him, Jesus Christ, man, we're in the people pleasing business. Uncle B.S., where were you December 1955? City bus driver, Montgomery, Alabama. Wrestling a steering wheel, trying to get a 14-year-old to turn Elvis down so I could figure out how many black people I can squeeze on. Still have room up front for the white folk. Uh-huh. Best looking woman in North America crawls on my bus. Propside hair, legs up to her hind end. 40-deep cup staring me right square in the eye. I'm hoping she'll sit in the 3rd seat from the front, my eyeballing seat. I look up in the rearview mirror down if Rosa Parks ain't in my eyeballing seat. I can sit here and look at Rosa for the next 15 miles or get her to get up and give Miss Nude Alabama her seat. Rosa knows I ain't had a date in 6 months. Picks today to turn into a civil rights martyr. Just goes to show, every time I see a good-looking woman, somebody makes a federal case out of it. Yeah.
Tim Wilson, the classic, Uncle B.S., and you might be seeing your Uncle B.S. for Thanksgiving.
Ah, yes. Week from Thursday. Can you believe that?
Holy cow.
I got to get ready.
Me too. I still have Halloween decorations up downstairs. We got to do some.
Don't
get me started.
I lit my pumpkins last night just for one last scare.
Yeah.
Scaring the ghosts away. I've got the little girls convinced that's what pumpkins are for.
Well, then what happens the rest of the year?
Oh, they haunt the hell out of their rooms, yeah.
Do you understand that they might not have been aware of ghosts until you mentioned it to them? You get that, right?
I just said pumpkins are spirits looking for their bodies.
Oh, my God.
I don't like Thanksgiving. Never have.
Well,
I don't know why.
Because your birthdays are
Your family is so dysfunctional. I think that we've all heard about it, and I just want to say thanks again to Josh's dad, Larry, who is a veteran and a badass combat veteran of Vietnam.
Speaking of my decision,
Josh was kind enough to let his mom buy them all lunch.
The beatings did accelerate around holidays. There's no doubt about that.
Do you remember, remember the comedian Chris Strait said he loves the phrase when you see a thing at a restaurant, kids eat free?
Yeah.
It's like, really? No kidding. You think some kid ever said, hey, mom, put away your purse. I got this. That's not going to happen. Your mom bought you lunch.
Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Let him go.
It's disgraceful.
The next time you go, I am buying you and Larry lunch.
Oh, he will be thrilled to hear that.
Now, you got to take him to a nice place, though, okay?
Yeah. He loves a nice steak.
Oh, there we go.
Prime rib or something.
Pictures. I want a picture of you and Larry.
Well, that sounds great.
A good hunk of prime rib.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Doing prime rib for Thanksgiving along with your turkey?
For the benefits of this conversation, you bet I am.
How strange.
Because, Josh, you're invited to my house for Thanksgiving.
How odd.
Yeah, thanks. I may actually be invited to my brother's.
I would hope so.
Well, we're having turkey and prime rib.
Oh, man, I might have to say no to them.
My son is in charge of the prime rib.
Now, do you put the turkey or the prime rib inside the turkey and bake it?
No. It's not the tofurkey thing. Or whatever the hell that is. With a bird.
No, turducken.
Yeah. Whatever the hell.
Remember
that
joke where they put the Cornish game head inside the turkey and they pulled it out? Oh, my God, this turkey was pregnant.
Oh, that's so funny.
Classics. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We've been talking about how certain holidays get sort of overlooked these days. I love Thanksgiving. It's kind of getting ignored. You go to the stores, all the Christmas stuff is out. Grace from our staff is wearing her bright red Christmassy sweater.
Thanks.
But you still look great. Your hair looks amazing.
But you still look great.
Thank you.
No kind of compliment.
Anytime I wear red, specifically.
Well, for Christmas.
What is that?
Yeah,
it's
nice.
Not for Christmas. It's for red.
Okay. We
it's
are
a
in the
skull with roses on the head? Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh.
It's not Christmas at all.
Well, that's kind of a Grateful Dead-ish looking t-shirt. The point being, we're in the Napa Auto Parts studios having a wonderful time. Taking a veteran's request. Josh, how does one get a hold of us in the text line?
Oh, send us a text. It's real easy. 86.
Nope. You idiot. God, I'm going to have to.
I score!
Stop bothering him.
Okay.
888-262-8661.
Oh, okay, thank you very much. Now, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. We'll get a couple requests in just a second. What have you got, Christy? A
couple of news stories about the heart. Recent research shows sex rarely causes sudden cardiac arrest.
Good.
The study's senior author, Dr. Sumit Chug.
I'm sure Sumit is probably.
Sumit, S, and it's C-H-U-G-H.
Could be Chug.
Chug.
But that sounds like some kind of a dance, doesn't
Sumit it? Chug?
Do the chug and do the watusi.
Sumit chug. Sumit chug.
Someone sent me on Twitter last week, because you were talking about the Freddy, someone sent me instructions on how to do the Froog.
The Froog?
I've forgotten the Froog.
I was at the famous Children's Museum yesterday, and they have a special
dance exhibit.
Dance exhibit with people teaching you how to, the giant screens, teaching you how to do the Macarena.
And the hustle.
The hustle.
I was there yesterday, too. Just missed you. Darn.
We could have done the hustle.
Oh, shoot.
You could have done the hustle.
You guys could have hustled.
It's four steps back, steps forward.
Right? What was the one where the girl was doing the pop of the top and doing the sip? Did you see that one?
Yeah, I'd never heard of that
one. I never heard of that one either.
God, that's great. That was so much fun. My little girl's driving the best time.
Did they do the Freddy on there?
No, they did not do the
I've
Freddy.
That's hard to believe such a popular dance would have been over.
I have started composing my letter to the head of the museum.
He's a fan of the show.
This fraud of not having the Freddy. Maybe we could do a special afternoon, teach kids the Freddy.
Maybe.
No.
They had a big dance floor there.
I think kids would
love the Freddy.
I rode the carousel yesterday. Did you ride the carousel?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
And I got one of the horses that goes up and
so
down.
So did I.
That's, you got to know.
Yeah.
Insiders need to know. Not all the horses go up and down.
Right.
This is like a 100-year-old
carousel. How long did you ride the carousel horse that went up and down, Christy?
Just
one revolution.
Let's spoil
trip?
This, shall we?
Just enough to
we have to get
Joshua.
Didn't Van McCoy The man who wrote The Hustle, didn't he pass away?
During the, in the, at the height of the disco era.
That's right.
Oh.
That's
exactly
the Hustle, right. Is the Hustle, a very annoying song. Has to be one of the most played disco songs, though.
Well, isn't that what the Electric Slide is based off of?
Everything's based on that, yeah.
Didn't you work with a guy that told you that Van McCoy died?
Yeah, but God, do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Is that what it's you were
hilarious.
Going for?
Yes.
No, I wasn't going to tell the story.
Yes.
Well, now you have to.
It's hilarious. I mean, not that he's dead. Kind okay, of, it's a little funny, Van McCoy's dead.
Schadenfreude, what's Schadenfreude, whatever the hell that is.
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, not a big... there are some great disco songs, certainly.
But you were not a fan,
certainly
isn't
fun.
It?
I love The Hustle.
But the...
it's a great song.
You're avoiding
song,
the story.
That was sort of ubiquitous, and it had that annoying flute.
Right?
That's like one of the first songs I learned to play.
Well, sure you did. It's a great song when you're four.
Hey.
You were a flute player?
Yes.
Oh.
When you've got
first chair piccolo.
At the time,
what?
At the time when you've got Led Zeppelin and Little Feet and all these great bands. Bruce Springsteen are all out there. And I wasn't a big fan. So this guy comes in, and it was this radio class, and this guy comes in, and he's got the whole disco thing, the hideous brown leisure suit with the collars out to the...
God, remember the leisure suit?
The collars yes. out to the shoulders just look ridiculous.
Good Lord.
And he comes in, and he's all bummed out. One of my idols, Van McCoy, died, and I'm thinking, you loser. I'm glad he's dead. So that's very mean of me, and I'm sorry, but it's true.
As opposed to
man, oh man.
So yeah, it was sad, I guess. But watching the kids do The Hustle is fun.
Yes.
So I actually paid attention. It's four steps back, four steps forward, and then there's a movie called The Move called The Travolta.
Yes.
Is that this?
The famous yes, the finger
yeah. pointing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was just called The Disco.
No,
according to the museum, it's called The Travolta. But the point is,
cardiac arrest.
Your story is about
how
heart
do
attack.
We got here?
Well, no, but this actually leads to one of Chick's stories that he may or may not want to tell. We can always tell it about someone else that heard the same thing from a cardiologist. The question is, can you have a heart attack during sex?
Yes, and they're saying that it rarely happens. According to the senior author of the study, Dr. Sumit Chug, he added, if this devastating event does occur, the partner should not hesitate to perform CPR since it will potentially increase the chances of survival.
If you can get him off of yourself.
Now, Dr. Michael Ackerman.
Removing him from your person is what I mean.
Maybe it's a she.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know. Now, I've never had.
Still finish the job.
I've never had a heart attack. My heart's 100%. My plumbing's a little wonky. But when I had my double bypass, my wife at the time and I are sitting in the doctor's office. And the doctor looks at me and goes, now, you probably want to abstain from intercourse with your wife for 6 weeks.
Yes.
And with anyone else for 12 weeks.
and then to verify this.
I thought it was back. I think, don't you have that backwards?
Huh?
No.
No. Because you want
the implication was
longer
it would be,
with someone that would excite you more.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Okay.
And
yeah,
the late great Robert Schimmel.
Yes.
Who had a series of very serious illnesses. He had the exact same experience. And he came in here and was telling the story. And Chick raised his hand and goes, I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah.
But this.
But
this,
he said that in front of your wife?
Don't let's not.
That's why she's
use
the
that.
Previous
I was
administration.
I was trying so hard to change this over to Mr. Schimmel.
The legal entanglement I was in at the time. Yes.
You would think they would wait until she was out.
Well,
of the
he
room.
Was trying. You know, they were.
Being
well, they
funny?
Also when they opened my chest, the surgeon goes, "Laugh now, funny man." Yeah. They were trying.
Dr. Michael was trying to be funny. Ackerman, a professor of medicine at the Mayo Clinic, who was not involved in this particular study, but
you think
did
at the
say,
Mayo Clinic they get a lot of really bad jokes about mayonnaise?
I hope sure. so. Yeah, you would think.
Do you want mayo on this? Oh, I hear it every day, you a-hole.
The question of whether having sex might be dangerous to heart patients is one that needed to be answered.
What's the joke in one of the airplane movies where a couple of people named Rye, and a guy named Rye, a guy named Swiss, and Mayo Clinic calls him. Oh, but what is it? Hang up. Hold the
mayo.
Hold
the mayo. Yeah. Give me the Rye on two.
Yeah, what is Rye on two? Hold the Swiss and
right.
the mayo.
No, hold the mayo. Know. I don't
It's very funny when they did it. Look it up.
Yeah. YouTube it.
This is a wonderful answer for those who love sex and who were worried about it. It very rarely happens.
Okay.
That's the takeaway from this particular
story. Gotcha.
Yeah, so, guys, you're okay. And, besides,
and women, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to have a heart attack doing anything for 30 seconds.
So don't let your ailment hinder you from putting out.
And I also think that the study was part of the, what also came out of that study is that women are less likely than men to get CPR from a bystander.
What?
Yep.
Why? Because they're concerned about the
people are reluctant to touch a woman's chest. The study found people may fear hurting a woman by pushing down hard and fast on the center of her chest. Others
Louie, put it back in your pants. That's not what she needs right now.
About removing her clothing to get better access. But experts say that shouldn't be a problem since doing CPR properly involves putting hands on the middle of the chest.
Right.
Between the breasts, not actually on them.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's not like you're going in like double-fisted. Like you stack it on top of each other.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. I never thought about it.
I didn't even consider
that. You're not going to believe this. I'm about to tell you something, and I'm going to ask this for Grace, because we were all talking about it when you weren't here a couple months ago. I don't think you were here when we talked about this. This is a serious medical. I'm not joking.
Okay.
What song are you supposed to sing in your head while giving CPR?
Stay Alive by the Bee Gees.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this apparently is the correct number of beats.
Yeah.
To try to keep this in your head while giving CPR. Mm-hmm.
There's another song like that, too. I can't remember.
I've got it over here.
That actually...
You got the same number of beats.
It is, I think.
Might be a little faster. One, two, three, four.
I think it's the same.
Here, let me play Staying Alive. One,
two, three, four.
It's a little faster.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Plus, if the hustle's playing, a lot of people are going to go, just let me go.
Do the hustle! Guy doing CPR wants to dance, and he gets a little confused.
I can move. I can leave the room. Stop. Oh, God, I hate
So you didn't hustle with the kids?
No. Yeah. Well, I was.
I'll bring my flute in one day and play it for you.
Oh, please. Make sure it's on a Saturday.
Wait a minute. You can play that on the flute?
Yes. That was one of the first songs I learned.
Tom.
How many great flute songs are there?
There's a lot.
Okay.
Jethro Tull.
Yeah, sure. Play Aqualung and I'll watch.
The entire Beauty and the Beast
Stairway?
Soundtrack.
Does the Stairway start with a flute?
No. He stands on one leg.
You're thinking of Scorpions, probably, right, Ace?
No, there's...
What is that whistling one?
That's a whistle.
Whatever it is. The point being, seriously, Staying Alive is what you're supposed to...
Yeah.
If you're doing CPR, that's what you're supposed to put in your head. So good news if you're... Talk to your cardiologist, obviously, if you need one. But apparently, the heart attacks very rarely occur during
sex.
Sex, apparently.
Mm, very rare.
And guys, if you see a woman who needs CPR, don't think twice.
Yeah.
Give her CPR.
Right.
I would rather you mess up and save my life than care about that at all.
You know, I could do a joke right now, but I'd have to call HR.
Yeah.
You know, I was reluctant to do the story, but I thought if I could save someone's life, it's important to do it.
Does it have to do with Grace's juicy breasts?
Oh, God.
I'm just asking if the joke has to...
Yes.
You're going to talk to HR.
No, you can, no, that's,
which one? Top Heavy Tracy?
At HR.
Did you see Saturday Night Live this weekend?
I did not.
I'll talk to the one in HR with those diesels.
They had a lady.
I'm sorry.
They had a lady from HR as part of the update.
Weekend update.
Yes, it was pretty funny.
We probably better cut it out.
She was a little stressed, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a bad week for her.
Oh, at HR?
Yeah.
I got something that might lighten the mood.
Yes.
Yeah?
We were talking a couple weeks ago about acronyms and how they'll give certain things, you know, they don't really think them through. We had a news story about they don't always think through what the initials of something are.
Like the flea market, STD?
The flea market, yeah. Tell Grace about this. This is true.
Yeah, I was in Springfield, Missouri this weekend, and they have a few flea markets that are called the STD flea market.
What does it actually stand for?
I don't know, and I didn't want to know.
It must be the
too
people
funny.
Who...
Yeah.
Started the
so
flea
Josh
market,
went,
I would think.
Picked up a little something at the flea market.
As opposed to his normal weekends.
Yeah. Actually, well, never mind.
Oh, boy. Shut up.
Did I say anything?
You were about to.
No, I didn't. I said nothing.
I wonder
what was their motto again at the STD flea market? Shop until you drip. That's what I thought of earlier.
Oh.
Ick.
Hey, listen, there's a D&C pizza here.
And, are they still in business? I would, yeah.
I always get the vegetarian one when I go there.
And the sad thing is, it's right by the hospital.
We just need to move. So this guy, I won't say he's from a. Never mind. Let's just say Steven. I'm not going to say where he's from. I can no
stop. I just do the email.
Well, I can't say because it's a small.
Jesus,
you tell okay, him, Christy. Don't,
he said, "Where I work, they came up with a very important. They needed to have an emergency responders crew at the factory for sick or injured employees. They actually had patches made up for the first aid response team, and of course, the first aid response team. Anyone?"
First part A-R-T.
They had them made up before anybody noticed that it's spelled out fart.
Oh, man.
You're not going to see.
Who reads those?
You're not going to see. It's amazing sometimes in corporate culture how far along the line things go before someone goes,
yeah. Or never, until it gets out there and you're like, really?
Well, remember the one we had, the anal one? Anal tech?
Oh, yeah.
Anal tech.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone looks at it and goes, "Anal tech."
Of course,
I work at Anal Tech. Really?
No, it's
tough. Where I do think you? What did
you study to get there?
Myself.
Oh, you want an upgrade?
Maybe. Mine's got a crack in it. Hello. Never
mind. Can you imagine doing those fancy big corporate commercials like you see on Meet the Press? Here at Exxon, we. Here at Anal Tech, for 45 years, we've been keeping anuses
strong and working.
We went digital before anybody had heard of digital. Oh, the guy holds up his finger.
Oh, my.
It's a digital exam.
Digit.
Different meaning.
Peter Graves gets two calls, one from a guy named Mayo, and the other guy named Ham calls on line 5. So he says, "Give me Ham on 5 and hold the mail." That's what happens.
Great. One of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah.
That's on Hulu.
Now we have Christy Lee at the news. So I guess back to the point that if you have some heart concerns about having sex while with having heart issues, certainly talk to a professional medical person, but this study would indicate that it's relatively rare. But
yes.
I guess it does happen. Ask Nelson Rockefeller. Oh, wait a minute. You can't ask him. Ask Megan Marshak. That's an obscure reference to.
Yeah.
That's what happened? He died that way?
Well, the question, ask Megan Marshak, how do you address a dead? Never mind. They were apparently. That's probably why it's in the public consciousness. Do you remember that story?
How do you address a dead? Why didn't you just say body? Why did you stop there?
Yeah. How do you address a dead multimillionaire vice president?
Nelson Rockefeller.
Okay, back to you, Christy.
A church in Edgewater, Florida has apologized after posting a sign that read, "Forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit."
Okay.
An Instagram user shared a photo of the Bella Vista Baptist Church's outdoor sign. This goes right along with what Tom was saying. The user captured the image, and it said, "I think someone is a little mad at their wife."
Here you go. Come here, look at this, Justin.
Representatives of the church told WKMG.
News comes first.
The sign was completely innocent and was intended as encouragement to forgive.
It's one of those electric signs that has the movable letters.
Yes.
Yeah, the marquee.
The church removed the message and told the station, "We apologize if anyone was offended."
Forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit. And what were they trying to say? Is that
swallow your pride? Don't get over it.
Oh, okay.
Instead of getting vitriolic, just get over it. So that is unfortunate.
They're mixing the metaphor. What is it?
It is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
This is why you don't let the interns.
Or the church secretary
handle the sign.
I bet the church secretary.
Wise words.
He or she probably had no clue.
Right.
Right. Saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Wise words from St. Felatio. So someone drove by and got, "Wow, that new pope really is liberal." Was it a Catholic church?
Baptist church.
I wasn't listening. Hey, no dancing then.
Yeah, you can welcome swallow, but don't dance.
Welcome to the Anal Fall Festival.
Was that outside of Oral Roberts?
It's not the Anal Fall Festival, Gertrude. It's the annual Fall Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not let the interns take the stick out and change the sign.
The Anal Fall Festival is a prolapse gathering.
Oh, okay, let's.
We have a lot to get to, and we'll come back with all of that when we return. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show, where we try to turn hostility into fun.
That's good. I want that stitched in a pillow.
We have... I'm very excited because Christy and I were talking off here. She has most of your Christmas shopping done already.
Really? I got a lot done this weekend.
I have my list. I'm very excited about it.
Yes.
We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, by the way, which is one of my favorite places to be. And thanks for hanging out with us. Our engineer today is the legendary Ace Cosby. Ace, how are you?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
You're going French on me? That's fine. We have a Chick McGee, who's his mood has improved since he's getting over the Redskins loss yesterday. The lovely Grace is blonde number two. Blonde number one is Christy. Both have sweaters on. Grace's is a very Christmassy red. Josh, once again, in his new role as the lumberjack man. I like these plaid shirts, Josh.
Thanks.
I gotta tell you, they
I do too.
That's a type, though. Lumber sexual. People like it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lumber sexual.
If you're attracted to, like, big, burly, lumberjack-looking men.
Dinty Moore.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Brawny. Yeah.
Brawny, the brawny lad. You know, that's the name of a sandwich at Frisch's. Bob's a big boy. The brawny lad.
Ooh.
Josh, that would be nice, then, to find some young lady who's looking for a hipster lumberjack.
Yeah.
Kind of, you've got
I'll provide the lumber, ladies, if you provide the
hipster.
Jack.
No.
Okay, could we not go down Louis C.K. lane?
No, I want her to. Okay.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not going
to
do it.
Now, Josh, this weekend you went back home to St. Louis.
Yes.
Saw your dad, Larry, a badass Vietnam combat veteran. He's got amazing stories, and God damn, thank you, Larry. But we're taking your requests, veterans. Now, you went to the STD flea market, right?
Saw it, yep. Drove
now,
by.
Now, listen to this. I found out why it's called the STD flea market.
Why?
Please tell me anything.
Yes, keep talking.
Keep moving. Yes. Now, this was where?
Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah. Okay. Where you and Donnie Baker were.
Hannibal Moe. No, that's not right at all.
Usually, when you've got you, Donnie Baker, and STD in a sentence, I'm thinking Donnie's the one that's got it. STD apparently stood for the Springfield Tool and Die Company.
Oh, okay.
According to this communication here. And when it closed, they took over the building and put in the flea market.
Gotcha. Huh.
So there you go.
Well, there you go.
So I did laugh when I drove by and tried to get a picture, but I couldn't stop.
Okay. You couldn't get out of the car? Why not?
I was trying to meet my brother on time, so I didn't want to stop.
To say, hey, I had to stop for an STD.
I also didn't have time to stop, Tom, off of Highway 44 on the way to Springfield. The Uranus Fudge Factory.
That's not in
Uranus, Missouri.
That's not true.
No.
I promise, and they know what they're doing.
Is there a sign when you're trying to go in the back road saying around the corner fudge is made? There has to be.
No, but it says the finest fudge is made in Uranus.
No.
I promise.
What about milk? What about lemonade?
Yeah.
God,
those are on the upper. Let's see. Milk is on the upper level.
Right. And then lemonade's right.
And then lemonade's front. Just, in front of your fudge factory.
We should. Does the STD flea market, do they take advantage of that name and make fun of that? And
I don't know. When I said something when I was on stage about it, and it got a good response. So I don't know. But I think people know that.
But I mean, do they know? Do they?
I'm not sure.
Someone just texted me this, the STD flea market when you have an itch to stop. Oh, God, that's funny. Well, okay. In any event, we have to move on here. Mm-hmm. We're doing some veterans request, extending Veterans Day, as we should, and we'll get to those. And I've got one really good one right here. But first, Christy, what else did you say you had over there?
Well, a televangelist demands tape with him reviving a man's erection be aired. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He said the power of prayer was used to revive a parishioner's erection, and he's demanding that handiwork be shown on the TV despite the stunt being branded pornographic by media authorities.
Rise.
This is in South Africa. Soweto TV refused to air the footage because during ceremony... I'm not finished.
Okay.
During the ceremony, the man immediately used his newly refound virility.
I thought that's what they use to make the snake
for
rise.
The cobras come out of the...
Is that the song? They don't wear pants at the side of France?
No.
No?
Ooh.
Very good.
Yeah, that's going to get the snake to stay in. They can hear.
The snake charmers... I don't... What is that music?
Snake charmers music.
I'll have to find out if that's the standard song. I don't think it is.
Oh, no, here it is.
Ah, yes.
Snakes love the hustle. Number one song is Snakes.
South Africa's Soweto TV refused to air the footage because during the ceremony, the man immediately used his newly found
boner
to have sex with his grateful wife in front of the film crew.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, well, so, hang on a second. Wait a minute. So this is in a church.
In a church.
The guy, the preacher.
The televangelist used the power of prayer, he says, to revive the parishioner's erection.
Baby.
And then he proceeds to use it on the altar. That seems.
I don't.
Like,
there's no altar used here. I don't know if the man used the altar. He could have used a pew or the floor. I don't know.
Either way, I think it's a little rough.
The man, yeah.
Pews aren't really upholstered, are they?
Depends on where
they can.
Some can be, yes.
Very nice. Well,
look who's risen from the dead.
Yeah. Talk about a resurrection.
the
Immaculate Erection. Tonight on Channel 4.
Oh, goodness.
The leader of the Happenings Ministry is Paseko Imbaro Motsoengang.
It's a happening.
The Reverend Motsoengang now planning a march on the TV station to protest about this weekly show being canceled.
What does he expect? That it turned into a porno. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of like the name,
highest ratings of all time.
I like the name. It sounds kind of fun.
Happenings Ministry.
Happenings Ministry.
Heck yeah.
Come by and dance.
It's happening here.
Okay, all right.
It's all happening.
Well.
hey, man, we're just all positive.
Okay.
Shut up.
We're coming right back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome. That was a real one. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Hey, I'm sorry.
If only you would. It would help. It really would.
We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios and glad to be here. I look around the room. I see our engineer today, once again, the legendary Ace Cosby.
Greetings.
It's good to see you, Ace. Josh.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
This is me. Chick. I just looked down on my my iPhone.
Yeah.
There was a piece of chocolate on the home button. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, where were we? I know. I was saying hello to our two ladies in the room, the lovely Christy Lee and the lovely Grace.
And the glamorous Grace.
Grace, your hair looks amazing.
It's crazy. It almost looks like it's fake.
Coily.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
How do you get it to do that? Do you have to put it in big coffee cans or anything?
Curling iron.
Coffee cans.
Who?
Oh,
what?
Oh, my God. Okay, back in the 60s.
Tom's sister used to put her hair
in coffee cans.
That's how he knows this.
Yeah.
No. She used the coffee cans as rollers, or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Heat them up
that
on the stove.
So, no.
In tongs.
So it looked like
over
she was
the fire.
It looked like she was trying to receive messages from Mars. My sister is very beautiful.
And then Tom would come home and do his homework on the shovel.
Mm-hmm. And your hair looks amazing, Grace.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing, Grace.
Amazing, Grace.
Sorry, didn't even
it works.
That. Your last story. Speaking of church-like things, your last story was about a South African church. I'm a little confused. This guy is a televangelist. And he in the church building, his thing was he got some man who claimed he was impotent or sexually dysfunctional to get an erection, right? Yep.
Yes, and then immediately he used that newfound virility to have sex with his wife in front of the church film crew,
and now he's objecting to because the government won't allow that to be on broadcast television.
They've canceled his TV show.
I wonder why.
Oh, the whole show's canceled.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
Yeah, he's protesting about his weekly show being canned. I don't know if it's forever. But.
Huh.
Well, maybe it's time for a tent revival. Because that's what...
He pitched one, all right.
Yeah, all right. Okay, wow. Well, what did you say? It's look who's risen from the dead. You don't really see that in American televangelists anymore.
Boner causing?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No.
That's in a song. Look who's away from the dead. Yeah, Pat Godwin does a song with that line in it.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've got another a veterans request here for you.
Great.
And we'll continue to do those. Veterans Day over the weekend, of course. But hey, we're gonna extend it. And this one is a Thanksgiving classic. But before we get to it, I had a request for this. We were talking about both Christian and I went to a museum that had a special dance.
Exhibit. Mm-hmm.
And they had these, it's really cool, these giant screens in front of a dance floor showing you how to do various dances. Mm-hmm. It was the Macarena.
Ah.
which everyone can kind of do.
And the Freddy, of course?
No Freddy.
They didn't have, they had the, what was it, the Hustle, and they had...
Yeah, and then they had this one dance that I'd never seen before where she popped a cop on a pop can and drank it and did some weird, I don't know, I was not...
But it was really fun. They did not have this dance, which I'm going to have to write him a letter because I'm very upset they don't have this classic dance from the 60s. Remember this song, anybody?
Nope.
Hate
it. I know it now.
Nice horn section.
Hear the happy feet dancing to the beat of the Freddy.
He's singing like someone has his testicles hostage.
This guy was the most uncool guy ever, if you see this video.
He was kind of a Buddy Holly-like guy.
And he was
big glasses.
Dance, and he looked ridiculous.
The Freddy is so dumb. Yeah.
But it's, if you're 4 years old, it's really cool.
Not, it might be fun.
I think four-year-olds would love it. It kind of reminds me of that guy Rick for the Rick Roll thing. Don't you think?
Rick Astley?
A little bit of the Rick Astley.
What a guy in front, make a line.
Don't you think?
A little bit, slightly affected.
Rick Astley is a lot deeper.
Yeah, but he is, but it's, I know like what you're talking about. It's kind of that,
and,
yes.
But that has nothing to do with this next song. This is a special veterans request, and it actually involves the forthcoming holiday. And it also takes in a little something we were just talking about. This is a classic from the Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra.
Whoa, I just love this time of year, don't you, Jer?
I sure do, Dino. Tis the season.
Check out those breasts.
I like their size.
How about those legs?
And juicy thighs. My tongue is flapping.
Oh, stop your yapping.
We're eating turkey.
Yeah. We invited our family.
They only came here 'cause dinner's free.
They really hate us.
Pass the potatoes.
We're eating turkey.
When we first saw that turkey, he ran around and clucked.
Gobble, gobble.
And when I pulled out that hatchet,
oh, no.
He knew that he was
plucked on the wishbone. It breaks apart.
Pull on my finger, you'll smell a
ding.
What a sensation.
It's flatulation.
From eating turkey.
Medic, somebody light a match.
I really love the white meat. It's great when you want a snack.
They say once you've tried the dark meat, you never will go back. I ate too much. It's time to leave.
Oh, I drank too much. It's time to heave.
Look out. We've eaten our fill.
But all next week we'll be eating turkey. I'll be drinking turkey, Pally. That's wild turkey on the rocks.
Oh, by the way, Dino, how was your date last night?
Well, let's just say that I butterballed her.
You mean she was ugly like a turkey?
No, but she was a gobbler.
I hope she enjoyed the stuffing.
She lapped up the gravy, too.
One of the classics, the little tribute to Thanksgiving. Speaking of tribute, Chick just remembered this line from this song. This is a classic from Pat Godwin. And Patty G is about to be on NBC television coming up, what did he say, in January with America's Got Talent. This is a song about the elderly dating, and you'll hear the line that was referenced just a couple minutes ago.
Girl, the food was great, the company even better. Why sit here all night long, going on about the weather? I know it's our first date, and good girls gotta wait. But I just turned 83, and you said you're 78. You know what I'm thinking. Let's make love. We're old and we're shrinking. The hour's late. Let's just do it on our first date.
unhook your girdle, take off your face. Let's crawl into bed and cut to the chase. It'll be just great. Let's do it on our first date. I'm Viagra an hour ago. Put your teeth in a jar by the bed. Looky here, who's poking out, waking from the dead. I want you right now, so don't give me no lip. It's too late for your hymen, but I might break your hip. Because it's late, let's just do it on our first date. The hell with arthritis, arterial thrombosis, acute angina, and your halitosis. It'll be great, let's do it on our first date. So fast. So if you're wearing Depends, I'll just hose off your ass. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. Good girls, wait, old broad swing. You can take off clothes, cause I can't see a thing. Yours late, let you do it on our first date. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself. I may have Alzheimer's and repeat myself on our first date.
The legendary Steve Ali in that arrangement of Our First Date, Pat Godwin and the Bob and Tom Band and Orchestra. God, that makes me happy.
Do we have an instrumental album with all of these songs that... Not no. that I don't
I mean,
love
that
the
is beautiful.
Lyrics.
We thought of doing a karaoke thing. So you could just to get along up there and go, it's too late for your hymen.
Yeah.
You know, who doesn't want to sing that?
You know,
but I might break your hip.
There might be variations because I've seen Camel Toe in a karaoke book.
Oh God! Yeah. A bunch of the Bob and Tom stuff gets regularly ripped off by the dual piano guys.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Thanks very much. Thanks for not paying the royalties. That's a classic, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I think some of that music would stand alone on an instrumental album. And
well, Steve Ali is a very nice arranger, but I think you take the hymen out of it.
I have to agree with Tom. You take hymen out of that, and it just falls flat.
Although it makes
that thing toward the end
nice
where the sax has come
parties.
Up. Oh, my God, I love that. Thank you very much. A great request. Thank you, Chick McGee, for giving us the word on the
You're welcome. Popped into my head.
Erection line there. Thank you very much.
look at the time.
Okay. We have another fascinating thing I want to get to.
We have some animal stories in the news we need to get to.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
How are you? You were late.
It would be very helpful if we paid attention to what we were doing. Thank you for joining us. We are in the Napa Auto Parts studios. He just said that. That's Chick McGee across the way. He just walked in. The lady in red with the beautiful blonde hair.
Lady
She's got it
in red.
Rita Hayworth style today.
Thank you.
Is belching at me.
It's Grace from our staff. Really? That's what
Excuse
you came
me.
In for?
That's what you came in for.
Josh is once again dressed like...
I can do this from the veranda. You know,
I thought he was supposed to be here.
Josh is dressed like a lumberjack. What and Tom, and that's Christy, and Ace is here with us as well. What have you got over there, Christy Lee?
In case you missed it, the Strong National Museum of Play announced its latest inductees into its Toy Hall of Fame.
Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame is different.
Hall of Fame.
Yikes.
You know, I talk fast and get crucified. He talks fast and nobody mentions it.
Eye rolls.
Oh, no. We just don't mention it to his face.
Oh, okay. The board game Clue.
I said nothing.
The wiffle ball and the paper airplane are now in the museum.
Okay, the only one that
Rochester,
should be in there
New York.
Is plastic bat and ball.
The paper
Clue.
Airplane?
Clue's not a toy. It's a game.
Well, they put games in
but it's
the Toy Hall of Fame.
Paper airplane ain't a toy.
That's
it's
a piece
paper airplane.
Is the hula hoop in the Toy Hall of Fame?
First of all, you make paper airplanes in here.
Well,
I'm sure
does that make it a toy?
In there.
You play with it.
We were hula hooping at the
Maybe
Children's
once.
Museum yesterday. Did you do that?
Well, then is penis
exhibit?
In there?
Penis should be in there.
Play with that,
Come
too.
Come on.
That's the original, original toy. What the hell
you
is
toy
this?
With it.
Really? Baby scissors could be in there so we could cut a hole in your pants so you could play with it now.
Baby scissors.
Cut a hole in your pocket.
You know what? Today I'm going to say yes.
For the benefit of this conversation.
Some of the nominees. Yes. I've got the nominees here.
The nominees were?
I think they're pretty good. Nope. Did you know that the Magic 8 Ball was nominated? But
mm-hmm. Okay, the Magic 8 Ball should be in.
No, but the Magic 8 Ball, they shook it and it said unlikely at this time.
Yeah.
So signs pointed.
It knew. It knew it wasn't going to be in there.
I bet you hated the Magic 8 Ball, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because?
I took it apart.
Minutes of fun.
You took it apart. What was
inside?
What is
that liquid inside?
It was an inky substance. As a matter of fact, it might have been ink.
Purple Kool-Aid.
As I recall, I got
stained
the ink.
Something?
As I recall, I got the ink everywhere, and the beating I received was exquisite.
Exquisite.
I can't believe Matchbox Cars didn't make it.
It will one day, right?
I hope.
Keep on trucking.
I think Matchbox Cars and Matchbox 20 should be in the.
It's kind of funny because this is sort of like the Rock and Roll Hall
I'd
of Fame.
I'd play with Rob Thomas.
Because they're kind of running out. You know, you're getting some of the lesser artists are in the Hall of Fame. You know, people who had no hits, and the only one they did have was written by Bruce Springsteen. You know what I'm talking about.
Not bitter at all.
No.
In other news.
You know, Sand was nominated this year.
Stop.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See, okay, that's...
Dumb.
Yes, right?
No, dumb. It's not dumb. Everybody plays in a sandbox.
Well, what? You can find
yeah, but the sand isn't the toy. The toys are the trucks you take and the
what about
castles
dirt?
You make.
Then dirt should be in there because the dirt pies.
The stick is in there.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, the stick is in the toy hall of fame.
Are they running out of options? Like, what?
Do we have the video
the stick,
cameras running?
I think the stick uh-oh. Should be in there. That has to be, like, the first toy.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Paper airplane made it in.
Crash and burn.
I don't know.
It's like somebody went to somebody and been, hey, buddy, let's go put sand in a box and see where we get.
Okay.
And, well,
and they were very successful.
And they got they got a cat.
It's infuriating.
You never played in a sandbox?
Yes,
the spokesman for neighborhood cats said the glorious day when the sandbox was invented. We'd like to thank all your children.
You think a cat has ever walked up to a beach and went, oh my God.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's an island in Japan where there are more feral cats than there are people.
Well,
it's my retirement plan.
Yeah, the beachhead there is a little bit rough.
talk to Christy about cat scratch fever. It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So,
Christy,
here,
I would make this argument, Christy. Done. If sand is going to make it, then next year does heavy snow make it?
Okay. Yeah. Are you on my side or not? I can't understand it.
Well, no, I mean, this year, snow got into the Toy Hall of Fame.
I mean,
you played with
sand,
it.
Though.
No, if stick is a slippery slope, if stick is in, that opens the door.
It does.
For
I mean, water could be in,
yeah,
dirt.
Right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I think toy is supposed to be something that is, there's been some human intervention in creating it like a... Like, for example, as you say.
So you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Recognize innovation.
Yeah.
Isn't there a curator we can call at the Toy Hall?
It's pretty innovative.
Sure.
If you can have fun with a stick, you're pretty innovative, I say.
If you got a wheel, wheel it around.
I mean, that's why I think it's in there, because of the stick and the wheel.
Well, we have a tribute to the stick, you know.
Oh, do we?
We can't play that yet.
I know. It's a Christmas song from Sean Murray.
Yeah, we got to wait.
Oh.
About the poor people getting. Yeah, it's horribly sad. It's awful. I don't know. So the winners, I'm sorry, were Clue. What was it again?
Wiffle Ball and Paper Airplane.
All good.
Very so, yeah, the nominees that didn't make it can be nominated again, I would mm-hmm.
Who are the nominees that didn't make it?
That didn't make it, Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, Pez Candy Dispenser, Play Food, Risk, which is a board game, mm-hmm. Sand, Transformers, and Uno. Uno's not in there. Everyone plays Uno.
Yeah.
It will eventually
But it's
make
a game.
It.
It's not a toy.
Clue made it.
They
it's
always
a
put a game in there. That's
this is like
toy?
Giving Bob Dylan the Nobel Prize in Literature. He's a songwriter.
Not a toy.
So we should have a game Hall of Fame and a toy
don't give
Hall
an Academy,
of Fame?
Yes. You don't give an Academy Award to Jonas Salk. It's a different...
Well, what the hell?
Well,
that's totally different.
Since you're at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame... We have the discoverers of DNA. Are you what? Because of all the DNA spilled by rock stars.
Oh.
We thought that Dr. Crick should be enshrined.
Oh, Gregor Mendel.
Speaking of rock stars, Bob Dylan's guitar sold for nearly $400,000.
Wow.
It was bought by an anonymous bidder.
Well, it's never been played. That's why.
It was played at the concert for Bangladesh in 1971.
Huh.
Heritage Auctions in Dallas says the 1963 Martin D28 acoustic guitar was sold by Larry Craig, who was Dylan's guitar rep. Repairman.
Guitar Tech, yeah.
Well, it says repairman
and he
here.
He bought it for $500.
$500 in 1977.
Hmm. And he just sold it for $400,000.
Yes. Wow. Dylan also played the guitar during his Rolling Thunder review tour 75-76.
Talk about an ROI.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He had hemorrhoids?
Return on investment.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said he had roids.
I'm familiar with.
Thought he said he had roids.
I'm familiar with JOI. But ROI.
JOI might be that is the new upskirts in terms of okay. Being a funny category.
Can you please write down what JOI means?
Yes. Yeah. But you guys will move on, and I'll write it down.
I don't know what it means.
I don't either.
These guys and their little... is this like ATM? Is this two meanings or something?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as much as you say...
Now, this won't necessarily... This might not mean anything to you.
I don't understand. Do people need instructions?
So, yes, a woman will say, hey, look, it's a video of like a woman saying... Here, do it slower, do it faster.
Up,
yeah.
That's true. That is required in some scenarios.
And that's a category and something you observe.
And I'm not one to judge. It's not for me. I'll tell you that.
I'm pretty well versed
in how to do it.
So there are videos out there called JOI?
So people know what this means.
I guess.
Very few. It's funny.
It's kind of like a D. YI.
That's exactly right.
So it's an instructor for a DIY.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yes. Okay.
You mean there's movies of this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Wow, that's weird.
Christy, if you made a JOI video.
You know what?
And you put it on some.
I'm acting just the way you did when the guy told me about it. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
In fact, can we just do this? It's you. You put it up there. It's $10 to stream it. I swear to God, we'll make 10 grand in the first day.
Wait, what mean we, Kemosabe? At least let Christy, since she's ruining her life.
I'll give you 80, I'll get 80-20 split.
All I have to do is tell you how to do it.
I said JOI.
All right.
70?
70, 15, and 15.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay, this is kind of a change of topic. This is a request.
Okay.
From Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Veteran, United States Navy.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your service.
We're continuing our Veterans Day requests, and this is obscure, but it's certainly I would certainly say this is a Bob and Tom classic. Here it is.
Dear Bob and Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about toenails last week.
No.
A friend of mine is a dental hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
She cleans teeth for a living.
She had a patient who came in the office in great pain. After examination, the dentist found the sore tooth swollen and infected. The procedure required a small incision to relieve the pressure.
There was a toenail in there.
The dentist immediately requested a pair of surgical tweezers and removed a large piece of toenail.
How do they know it wasn't a fingernail?
Because it says this patient said he often chewed his toenails.
Oh,
can I tell you something?
Hey.
My mother used to chew her toenails.
No way.
In front of me.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Clothed or not?
Clothed.
Oh, thank God. that is a visual.
Poor Bob has lost it over there.
Right, a little best of right here. Right here.
This is a sick thing.
Wow.
That would be, you know...
Totally naked.
How did you even think of that?
You would see anything you like, boy?
I remember that. Free psychiatry for life. I think you would. I think you'd get a psychiatrist. I'm sorry. Your mother bit her toenails naked in front of you as a child. Here. You have free psychiatry for life. Free Prozac, whatever you want.
There's a government program for that.
We are going to fix you.
How about it, boy? See anything you like?
So, I mean, Lord, help us, Lord.
You can imagine the twisting that would be involved.
A lot of people can't even do that.
Okay. She was very limber.
Thank you, Bob. So your mom used to bite her toenails.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
So anyway, so this guy buys Bob Dylan's guitar for $400,000.
Yes, that's correct.
Came with a case, I hope.
I hope. I'm sure.
And a strap, maybe? Maybe a pick?
Yeah.
It better come with all of it.
A stand. Maybe
you wanted the strings.
This thing's out of tune. Well, that's nice. ROI, as you say.
Return on investment. Yeah, if you watch Shark Tank, that's what you know.
I don't.
You should.
Oh, boy.
I don't think you understand how many products you have gotten from Shark Tank that sit in the studio.
Like
that
what?
You credit. Like the Squatty Potty, that was a big one. We had Mensch on a bench for a little bit.
Okay, well, let's see. We'll see what's next.
Well, that's
next.
Two.
That's two. I'm sorry, Christy, what else have you got over there?
The Polish government is encouraging citizens to, quote, multiply like rabbits. The Health Ministry of Poland, a country with one of the lowest birth rates in Europe, has released a short YouTube video. Maybe it's a VOI. Praising rabbits for producing many offspring. The video shows rabbits eating lettuce and carrots with a rabbit narrator, reveals the secret of their big families, exercise, healthy diet, and a little stress.
Well, it is Poland.
Hey! Isn't the secret to their big families a lot of...
Sex? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. The brief appearance of a human couple enjoying a romantic picnic hints that a little romance might help.
This is the government of Poland?
Yes. Again? The viewers are told if you ever want to be a parent, follow the example of rabbits.
They make love in 40 seconds?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing?
The health ministry said in a statement it was trying to encourage Poles to adopt a healthy lifestyle that would improve their reproductive health without being offensive or vulgar.
Hmm. How many pole locks does it take to teach people how to do it?
No, Stosh, not with a rabbit.
Hey, here, honey, have some.
Like,
no, there is a
like rabbits.
Not only are there Polish jokes, there are Polish couple, and they're like Ingmar and Stosh or something.
Oh yeah, the classic, joke.
Couple's name,
right?
How did,
right.
How did that start? By the way,
I don't know how. Polish
Who
jokes
knows?
Became Polish jokes. I don't know.
Chopin, great, of course.
Vodka.
Oh, sure.
Sorry.
Not the vodka. The he's in the news this week, actually.
Chopin.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Whole big thing about his heart. His heart's in a jar.
Oh, please.
His heart's in a jar, you know.
Is that right?
Why?
Can we take that again with a little more disdain in your voice?
Yeah.
Oh, something about his heart.
No, seriously, his heart's in a jar. I'm not kidding.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, he
has his heart in a jar?
He had a phobia about being buried alive. It's a long story.
Huh. Why was he buried alive?
He wasn't.
Who doesn't have a phobia?
Why did he have a phobia?
You'll have to ask him, but I don't
dead.
Have a time machine. But
well, back in that day, that was
a great
common,
man
right?
From in the history of Poland. I don't know why these jokes are all out there, but I didn't realize that there was a low birth rate in Poland.
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Probably too many bowling alleys.
I just want to.
You're rocking and rolling now, buddy.
Just kidding.
Sheep have been trained to recognize the faces of celebrities. Why, you ask?
Uh-oh.
Very good question.
Oh, boy. You think Spacey was worried before.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the one.
It's him. Sheep lie.
University of Cambridge scientists created the experiment as part of their study of neurodegenerative diseases.
That sounds
an important. Specially equipped pen. Sheep were shown pictures of people on two computer screens. On one side would be an unknown person, the other, one of four celebrities. The animal would receive a reward for food for choosing the photograph of the celebrity by breaking an infrared beam near the screen displaying it. Pavlov, this is pretty simple.
Yeah. There's a story last week that sheep can tell faces, right?
Yeah.
They can tell
their faces. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
If they chose the wrong photograph, a buzzer.
That's the word facial recognition.
Well, you just start listening.
I believe that was the headline.
I've been sidelined today, okay?
Give me
sorry.
I didn't
My
know.
Fault. My fault.
If they chose the wrong photograph, a buzzer would sound. They would receive no reward. The sheep eventually managed to identify the familiar face 8 times out of 10.
I heard this entire story. I was just saying that I'd heard about
the group of celebrities the sheep were trained to recognize
to
include
converse.
Actors Emma Watson, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Barack Obama.
Any
Is
women
it Gyllenhaal
in there?
Or Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal.
Did they? But they.
I heard
did
Gyllenhaal
they, use
yesterday.
Any women?
Yeah. Emma Watson.
Emma Watson was one.
I see.
My
I see what you're joking.
Still valid.
With. Not a young boy. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, boy.
This might make a lot of farm boys nervous.
Oh,
how did come in from
now,
the back?
Now that you know,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Bessie can pick him up. Can pick him out of a lineup.
You think a sheep turns around during that?
What
they do? They're in trouble. You're in trouble. Oh, never mind.
Unless it's a JOI sheep.
A JOI.
You know what?
Sheep
I
video.
Wish we'd never
you're
learned.
Bad.
No, Christy, please, let's do it. We'll make money.
You're bad.
Why we? What do you have to do with this?
I'll record.
He's directing. Obviously.
My idea.
I'll write the script.
I think it's somewhat vulgar.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying it's not.
That's the point of it.
Yeah, well, I don't think you should do that, Christy.
I should probably cut my buddy Marco in, too. So he.
No, the thing is, first of all, it took Christy, you know, 20 years to get into the Hall of Fame at her high school. And
yes, and thank you again.
The way things are going now, they're pulling everybody's awards.
Yeah.
You're going to see all of a sudden Christy Lee removed.
No, I just got there. Please
from
don't.
From the Hall of Fame after she released her video, Christy J-O-I.
Never mind.
What?
Which, never end mind.
Comes with
we have to take a
screensaver and a squeegee.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
We're back. Let's see now. I hear the music in the back of my head. It's right there. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks very much for joining us on this Monday. We've got a lot to go to get
Monday,
to still.
Monday.
We have, and that's Chick, that's Josh, that's Ace,
why
and Tom.
You be that way?
Also in the studio, the lovely Grace, the lovely Christy. Josh is trying to talk Christy into some ridiculous
good deal.
Video.
People, if you're asking me on Twitter what J-O-I means, you're going to have to ask one of the boys. I'm not going to.
I have never heard of this.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
So am I. Let's move
on. I'm sorry I was told about it.
And where are you trying to encourage her, Grace?
I'm into making money. Let's do it.
No, don't do it.
Well, how about Grace doing it?
Nope. I'm out.
Oh, well,
see?
Wait a minute. Oh,
Christy
already
volunteered.
Well.
I'm not volunteering.
What's good for the gander is...
I'd do it if I thought there was an audience.
There might be.
The lumbersexual audience.
So anyway...
Wait a second. Hold on.
Take your...
So, without actually doing
Josh's
it.
Josh's J.Y. Right. would be him singing it.
First word is always take.
I'll just tell you why you don't want to do this. Because, A, there would be an audience. Or, hi, I'm Josh, and I'm going to instruct you on what to do, fellas.
With yourselves?
Yeah, no.
You're
going to call your dad and go, hey, listen, next time I'm in town, I'm going to be able to buy you lunch. Yeah, I just got my first check for $140 from my J-O-I video.
And Josh's dad, daggone it, is an American hero.
Yes, and you know what? That's exactly – that is why I wouldn't do it, because if it wouldn't sell, it would kill me. It would crush myself.
I already have two. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Gary. Already text messages saying they'd buy it.
They would buy.
Yes, they would buy a Josh Arnold J-O-I video.
Bruce and Gary, how much would you pay? I need to know. $12.99 for a 5-minute J-O-I video?
So your entire...
What kind of cut would you get of that?
Oh, I'd get...
How much
get
is
them
it,
the whole thing?
What does it cost to have your life ruined? What's your number on that?
First off, would you let me keep this job if I made a J-O-I video?
That would be problematic.
What would your cut need to be?
How much would you need?
I think it might be an attorney issue.
I mean, here's the deal. $12.99, 1,000 people download it. We're talking 12 grand here.
Yeah, and then every sponsor that you've ever had.
Right.
Hey, I was going to have Josh do my commercials. I was kind of interested in maybe doing some kind of a deal for a Jeep. Oh, no.
You're right. It's off.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Dang it.
Okay, well.
Dang it.
Plan B.
Okay, Christy, did we get everything in?
Nope.
Oh, we have one more story. And speaking of a lot of money, billionaire Bill Gates' investment group has purchased a large plot of land in the Arizona desert to build a city of the future.
Future.
City of tomorrow.
Gates' Cascade Investment LLC paid approximately $80 million for a large stake in a 24,800-acre development called Belmont, located 45 minutes outside of Phoenix.
You know what? If I'm giving somebody $80 million to start a city, it's going to be McGeeville and live with it, or Chicktown, or whatever, okay?
The
it's
area,
better be Gatesville,
yeah,
right?
He doesn't
easily
need
doesn't
the
care.
Ego gratification.
Gateson? The area is almost entirely underdeveloped at the moment and has few residents, but a development firm called Belmont Partners said they have big plans to turn the swath of desert into a smart city.
I have a question.
Yes.
Would it have been smarter to do this in a place where there's
people?
I don't know. Water soil, vegetation.
Well, I mean, Vegas did it.
Yeah, they're going to have all that come in. Bugsy did it. Bugsy Siegel did it.
Okay.
Right. It's a smart city. They'll figure it out.
Wow.
I've always thought it'd be cool to build a city from the ground up.
Of course you have.
just, you know, put in all the sewage and
make
public transportation and make everything make sense.
What
and
is how far parking? And, you'd better hurry. How you your kingdom? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you building this city of Griswold City?
You know,
tomorrow
there are computer games that's what it is.
Yeah.
You build from the ground up. You build the city
because you could put in underground subways and stuff that's hard to put in once a city's already up.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, why would they do it? I guess because people like living out there. But
yeah,
you'd think it'd be nicer to have a city where there's actually, you know, water.
Well, it's hard to find 80 million acres of land. I think
Bill Gates is the second richest man in the world, right?
Yeah,
isn't he behind is Bezos number one or some guy?
Now he is, I think.
And Jake, if you get a town, I want you to call it Junction, something Junction, McGee Junction. Mm. That's cool.
What about conjunction? No,
what's your function?
Hook it up, Woods, and make them run right.
Might be awkward living in
Chick Junction,
Washington Football Clubville.
After yesterday, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you very
much. Back to my original.
We have a lot we learned on today's show.
Already? Wow.
Already. Really?
Too bad we don't have time to talk about it.
You better hurry.
There's a Uranus fudge factor.
If you missed it, go to the podcast.
And by the way, I had that confirmed.
Oh, yeah, I've had.
My word wasn't enough. Okay.
Like 10 people tweet me the song.
So there's a Uranus, Missouri?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the best fudge is made in Uranus.
That's the name of the fudge factory. Mm-hmm. Around the corner, fudge is made. And on that note, this is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
Worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast, on lots of great radio stations, and terrific guests in the studio. You recognize that man right there is Dennis Regan. He is a stand-up comedian, and he is on tour for life, as is Lewis Black. He lives in a bus and occasionally gets home to look at a dusty apartment in New York City. Lewis, you get called occasionally to do sort of some of the cable semi-serious news. They want the opinion of a funny guy. And
yeah.
How much warning do you get on those when they
– it's usually like something happens in the morning and they start calling. And mm-hmm. There's a certain amount of blowback that I've done, which is like now I just go, has everybody died?
Mm-hmm.
You know, has everyone died? You're calling me. So between this important piece of news and me, that whole group of people that you could have called that might have given something to light the darkness up for us, and you called the clown. Uh-huh. I said, just stop it. Uh-huh. And every so often I'll do something
little ammo.
Yeah, if I have something and I want to get something off my chest. But a lot of the time I just go, no, I'm not. We're not. We don't do this.
Now you're on the road.
Then
right
they call me.
I know you're on the road right now. Do you ever infuse any of your evenings with a little bit of contemporary, hey, by the way, did you hear this, or is your show pretty much set?
No, I did whatever happens that day. The stuff that goes on, I'll throw it in. If something really – well, that's the great thing. If something irritated me, I just go up there and just start.
You have a nice outlet.
Yeah, it's terrific. And they kind of respond to it because most of them have been through whatever that was that day.
What are the chances that something will have irritated you that day?
They're pretty huge. just my socks.
Just taking them out of the drawer?
Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Kenny!
Hey, Kenny, how are you, buddy?
Shooter, we just landed. I'm at ATL. Just got in from ORD through MCO. I got two more stops today, but the second one's a touch and go. That's no problem.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I don't know if this is true. But I just got a Sky page saying Lewis Black was in there today.
Yes,
that is correct.
Great comedian Lewis Black right here on the studio.
Oh, wow. You're my boss's favorite.
Oh,
Lewis Black. The Johnny Cash of comedy. You should use that. Listen, I got to call him now and let him know I'm on the phone with you. He will absolutely die.
Uh-huh.
I got him on speed dial, and he never picks up on the first ring. He's the sort of guy that – oh, wait, there he is. Hey, we just landed. Yeah, ATL. Hey, guess who I'm chatting up on my Bluetooth right now? No, guess again. No, not him. They said no renewal this quarter, but they'll reload for 2014, and they weren't buying a whole lot anyway. Oh, just mark up the shipping? Well, let me make a note of that, because I got to do that more often.
Hey. Kenny. We were on the phone, Kenny.
Hey, listen, I'm at the gate. I got Lewis Black on hold. I'll call you from Phoenix. Bob and Tom, you guys there?
Yeah.
I can't believe this, but Lou Dobbs just walked by. I got to get a selfie with him. Listen, all right. Let's reload all right. for Monday. We just landed.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Kenny. All right. Mm-hmm.
Always going to get a selfie.
Yeah,
awesome.
He's the guy that sits next to you on the plane. Yep.
There we go. We're hanging out with Lewis Black and Dennis Regan here in the studios. Now, have either of you guys ever been to a like a high school reunion? And because you've had a great deal of success, you go back and see your.
Well, my 40-year high school reunion is this summer.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Also, this summer is my 30-year college reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So not too many math majors in the room.
I got a nice college career. Oh,
that's
yes.
All right.
Wait a minute.
I wasn't too great at math. Math was actually my least favorite subject. Mm-hmm. I was like a five-way. Actually, it's like a five-way tie for my least favorite subject, but math was in there. Uh-huh. Algebra 3.
Yeah.
I hate it. I didn't take Algebra 3. I took Algebra 1 three times.
Yeah.
But I was good at multiplication.
Worked out that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lewis, have you been asked to do any college graduations? Have they?
I will do my. This is my first college graduation this year.
Oh yeah,
somebody finally asked.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Nobody's really ever. I mean,
is it a JUCO?
Technical school, Bob. Don't be silly.
Junior college. That is not a religious insult.
Who called Lewis a Jew? Cut that out.
You got to start small and work your way up.
Wow, that was good.
What college is it?
It's a college that's Thurgood Marshall College, which is part of the University of California, San Diego.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
So have you worked on a special speech?
I've been working on it. It's mm-hmm. basically don't grow up to be a jackass. That's the basis of it. You know, you've got
a sort of a scared straight sort of a
yeah, thing. Yeah. Don't grow up to be your parents. Mm-hmm. They're idiots. Mm-hmm.
Tom did a.
You want to know why the world sucks? Take a look at your parents.
Look at your mom and dad.
Tom did a high school commencement speech. How long ago? Two or three. It was the longest month of our lives. Yeah. Every day
he would done that for a long
time. Well, it's brutal. The responsibility. Yeah.
Well, the audience. I mean, when you go out and do a say you're doing a nice show tonight, a beautiful theater. Most of the people there know who you are, and they're whatever you want to get into demographic, whatever. You do a graduation. You've got grandparents, great-grandparents, kids. People bring babies to them, which should be illegal. And, you know, you get to win your best punchline. But it's hard. It's a rough crowd.
It is a rough crowd. I did and that's the only other thing I did was a high school graduation in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and that was a little, and it's outdoors, which is always good for comedy.
Always
nothing better than clouds,
bright
clouds, birds flying, bugs, and you in the crowd.
You gonna wear a mortarboard? Are you gonna do the whole costume thing?
The gown, the cap, and the gown.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yep. Then look. And I'm gonna demand some sort of
honorary
degree. I need something in dentistry.
You'll be a doctor.
Just so I can get my nitrous thing going.
There we go.
I wish I had a card for that.
Wow. Lewis and I do have a lot in common. Nitrous and the Redskins. Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're talking with Lewis Black. You've done a number of movies. You've done some very fine acting. What was the I saw you on the TV show. Don't tell me. Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Yes.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Do you have to audition anymore, or do they just call you up?
This is what happens most of the time. They call me up and say that they're really interested, and then they go, we got Liam Neeson. That's what happens now. Because I have basically told for years, I think that the stupid thing about, the easiest thing about being an agent, and they never do it, is just lie. Mm-hmm. Make stuff up.
Sure.
All you want is hope. Mm-hmm. That can get me 2-3 weeks. So call me up and make something up. Tell them, oh yeah, boy, they really are. They're really interested.
They love
in
you
doing this series. Mm-hmm. But so Big Bang, they just called up because Chuck Lorre happened to know my stuff and
the guy that created the show.
The guy created the show, and he wanted to, and Johnny Galecki, who's on the show, and he had been in the play, one of the workshops I did of this play they're doing this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So partly him and partly Chuck, and then they just called me up to play an entomologist, which was, and the reason that show is great is those kids. They're They're unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they call you up, and then your agent tells you, listen to what I got you.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to what I got you. I've been on the phone.
I've been on the phone for days. Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, it's James Gandolfini.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I understand that Louis Black is doing birthdays and graduation.
Yeah,
he's pretty good. Listen, Louis, my nephew Christopher has this intervention next Tuesday. He doesn't know what's coming. It's going to catch him by surprise. I'm playing, but I was thinking maybe you could do 45.
Did he say an intervention?
You break the ice, and then he could smoke it. Call me from a payphone. We'll talk about it later.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony's very, very busy there. Louis Black, do you envision, have you ever, for example, written a part for yourself? Maybe do you see yourself, I don't know, as a James Bond villain? Do you have any grand...
You know what's weird? I can't write... I literally can't write for myself.
You can't put yourself in...
Can't put yourself in the story?
No, people write better for me than I write for myself. It's so weird because I wrote for so... And I don't know what it is. I mean, because like, you know the people who can do that. I know, you know, all of these guys have done it. And I have never... I wrote plays for so long that the stand up I don't write. I mean, I just get up and do it.
Right.
So it's like two different parts of my brain almost that work.
Like Woody Allen can write a play and he can be in it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He can write for Woody Allen.
Yeah. And he knows who that stage persona is. I don't know who I am out there. I mean, I know kind of who I am, but I find it tough to write that.
I think he would be a good James Bond villain, though.
I think I would be, too.
Don't you, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a compliment? I'm not sure.
I meant it to be one.
I meant it to be one. But
well, it's the best gig you can have is to be the prick.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Tell us.
Absolute best gig on earth.
Tell us about the meetings. You, Anthony Bourdain, Lance Armstrong, the guys sit around.
All right, who here has two balls? Sorry, Lance.
We're going to do this until we get it right.
No, seriously. Really?
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up.
I've tried blondes and tried brunettes. I've tried beer and cigarettes. I've even spent the night in jail a time or two. But the best thing in the world is when I dress up like a girl and spend the night in the arms of a man who understands. Cause men don't bitch every 28 days. Men don't mind if you show up late. And they don't complain about what you wear. All I really need is a man who cares.
Here.
Is that too much of a commitment?
No! Oh, sir!
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We are happy to be here. That would be Chick McGee over there. That's Joshy. Josh is wearing a nice, nice kind of a plaid, how would you describe that?
Muted
toned flannel. Looks very
thank
nice.
Thank you.
You look like a guy, you need a pair of those work gloves, and you could carve a totem pole out of a tree.
Oh, yes.
Chainsaw.
Yeah.
I think you look like the casual guy that's running a hotel in the middle of the woods.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are his woods now. Oh, what?
You don't want cabin five. The last person that left cabin five left in a truck. Ambulance, I guess they call it. That's Christy. I'm Tom. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Happy to be here. When we left you, we had some woman who was creating perfume out of her front naughty fluids.
Her front naughty.
We're
grown-ups.
We have Christy Lee at the news desk. What else is happening?
You want to see a lot of front naughty? Paris, France has their first naked restaurant. Mm. It's called Au Naturel. It opened to the public on Friday following a successful private dinner reserved exclusively for the Paris Naturist Association the previous evening.
Well, every dinner is a private dinner, if you know what I mean.
Patrons are asked to leave all their clothes in a wardrobe before entering the restaurant. It seats 40.
Now, do you applaud if someone spectacularly attractive walks in? Dear, look over there. Nicely done.
I'll have that.
Nice presentation.
Very
yes,
well done.
Yes.
They, you can't, like, gawk through a window. You know, it's all curtained off.
And... But you're going to see the people at the table next.
Right.
The menu offers diners
and
meals.
Do you ever find yourself at a restaurant, you're looking at what they're eating?
Sure.
So trying to figure out, which one is that?
I bet you stick your nose into a lot of
people. Do you ask
dinners.
People?
Absolutely, all the time.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, they see him coming and they act like the restaurant's
closed. They're
not
supposed to be, they're not supposed to be coming.
Oh. So you'll go, sir, what is that you're having?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the nature of the restaurant, but sure, I do that all the time. And you've heard my thing. I think that some of these fancy restaurants.
Insufferable!
They should have some kind of an app where you can see pictures of the food, just like you're at a Denny's or whatever. I think that's fine and perfectly acceptable. Because sometimes you can't tell. You read the thing on the menu. What the hell is this thing? You know, liver fountain pate de quoi.
The liver fountain.
What the hell is this?
Why
thing?
Don't you eat it looks somewhere like a normal? Hamburger.
Wait a minute.
Golden Corral tried the liver fountain and it didn't go over well.
I want more information on the liver fountain.
See, Chicken and I are the only liver eaters here.
No, I am.
Pate.
You like liver?
Love.
We need to have a liver day.
Okay.
Liver and onions?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
cook them up in the break room.
So what, what does it cost to eat at the nudie restaurant?
$35
in France.
I can remember.
Do so the patrons
about $35.
The patrons are nude. Are the servers?
I don't know. I can pull it
does
up.
Does the waiter linger around while putting that napkin on your lap? Hello, sir. Nice to see you.
Very nice to see you.
Be a terrible place to come out of the bathroom. A little trail of toilet paper.
Oh,
manual.
Not off your foot either, right? Yeah. That's right.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
You seem to be.
You're trending a 7-footer.
Sir,
we do it in meters here.
You may want to shake a couple more times.
This can't be my job. This can't be. Is it?
By the way, I'd like a tossed salad. No, God, no.
Well, it's the first nude restaurant in France. This concept is far from nude worldwide. In fact, you'll recall we did a story about a pop-up restaurant in London, Biondi, which opened last year and is in current fundraising mood to open another second session.
Right.
And then Enado, which is located on Spain's Terranife Island, has parts of its aphrodisiac menu, which is served on the waitstaff's nude bodies.
Okay, no. Now we're... That better be the cheese.
I did not order cottage cheese.
I'm not making this up, children.
Now, do they have to wear pubic mitts?
Yeah, hair nets down there.
I bet they do.
That is a really horrible idea.
It's bizarre.
So I don't know if it's horrible, but we do
require a tie, but nothing else. Oh, God.
I can't find out if the waitstaff is dressed right.
Having seen the presentation of the gentleman over there, I will not take the angel hair pasta. I'm very concerned.
Sir, we have a dress code. Jacket? Oh, no.
I'll handle it myself.
I will
How do you
this
pronounce
myself.
This? Did you pronounce this Coco Van?
Maybe it's a buffet.
C-O-Q. Is that pronounced Coke? Or,
Coco Van.
How do you pronounce that?
Coco Van.
No, it's not Coco Van.
What is Coco Van?
Coco Van.
Coco Van is a...
it's something Frenchy. I don't know.
It's a van dipped in cocoa. The Coco Van. And
I think it's a chicken dish made with red wine. I could be wrong, but...
Okay. Whatever.
I don't know. Would you go to a nudie restaurant, Joe?
I wouldn't, no.
I would.
But I, you know.
Would you?
If I had a couple of the...
tall vodkas, you would?
A couple bigger napkins and a couple of vodkas. Yes, I would. Or maybe some...
Have you been naked in front of more than one person?
Huh?
Have you been naked in front of more than one person?
At the gym. Right?
You mean at one time, not over my life?
Well, of course.
What am I, Tom now? Yeah, only in high school with the football.
In the shower.
Sir, that is not supposed to be a bone in ribeye. Calm down. Don't let him look at table 7 anymore.
Josh, have you been naked in front of more than one person at a time?
I've skinny dipped.
All right.
I've skinny dipped, but just with one
person. Man. Yes, but no one was around during the day. It was just me. So that doesn't count.
You were skinny dipping by yourself?
Yes.
That's called a bath.
That
could be the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Are you kidding me? It was awesome. We were at this big... That's fine. Play sad music. I loved it. We were at this big rental house, and everybody left.
Yeah.
Everybody
and I had the pool to myself, and I disrobed and just walrused around all afternoon. It was great.
What if somebody had come back to the house?
I was a little nervous that, like, the lawn guys would show up.
And you'd be trapped in the pool.
Well, yes. If the lawn guys show up, that's an invitation. I think that's unspoken in lawn maintenance.
Oh, yeah. See, that would
no.
Oh, sure.
Wow. Man, I bet those lawn guys do
see
a lot.
Have you ever played zone or strictly one-on-one?
No.
Man-to-man.
No, never zone.
Never a zone.
Never skinny dipped?
I've never skinny dipped, and I've never been naked in front of more than one person.
It's exhilarating.
Really?
You can do it. So, we could check this off your bucket list right now.
No. Oh, no.
How is skinny dipping by yourself exhilarating?
I could have been caught at any moment.
It sounds
that's what you
freeing.
Wanted?
Wait, no, it's not what I wanted.
But that's what you said.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just...
Yeah.
I just have a fear of being naked around other people.
Did you do like the back float and then look down and play like the island game?
What's the island game?
You can't play it, girls.
I may have played Raise the Titanic. I may have played Comes Atlantis.
The Isthmus game?
So this starts with a restaurant in Paris, an elegant a city, probably the most famous for its food of any city in the world, right? Wouldn't you say?
Right. Oh, yeah.
There's a naked restaurant.
Man.
Only seats 40 people, so they...
Still. By the way, I can tell that our waiter seems to be very excited about tonight's special.
Lazy. Poor. Boo.
Are the waiters naked also?
I just said I've been trying to find that information, and I can't.
Darling, I cannot figure out which is our waitress. No, her nipples are too small. It was the one with the huge...
Areolas, you see. See, this is why...
I want pepperoni as big as my waitress's nipples.
That's how they... When you order...
Yes.
How would you like your pepperoni, sir? Would you like them like this?
Or like...
Excuse me. Dolores, turn around.
How would you like your steak? Pink in the middle, like Marissa's nipples, or brown, like Sheila's nipples?
You can only order it medium rare or rare, because in our restaurant, it's all pink.
It's a beautiful place.
It has to be a pink decor.
No, it's white inside.
No, not the restaurant, Christy. The pink inside was a reference.
Sorry.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very sort of antiseptic looking. It's very
in fact,
white.
Look how close you have to sit to your neighbor.
You're touching fries.
Is that looks like a table for eight. Now, how many people are going to sit?
What would you do about the ass matter, Tom? You couldn't go.
I know, exactly.
Black chairs.
They can't see the streaking.
No, I hate it already. They've got their giant logo inside. That's Bush League. It's not a comedy club.
Well, I think.
Hey, welcome to Au Naturel.
Yeah.
All right.
It's real strange.
It looks.
You would go, Christy. You would go.
No, I wouldn't go.
It's Bush League. Did you say it was Bush League?
Thank you for picking up on that. It took 20 seconds, but someone got it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can book you online if you'd like to reserve a table.
Do it.
Wait till there's a hair in my soup. Be quiet or everyone will want one. Notice the same guy was talking to himself.
I love this sentence. Owners are hoping to attract close-averse Parisians who are keen to eat naked in public for no apparent reason.
Oh, boy.
They're keen to.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's no pepper grinder, waiter.
Customers are warned not to travel to the restaurant. In the buff as they risk being tackled to the ground by French police.
Sure.
All right.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
All right.
Now, we have...
Speaking of naked people.
Yeah.
Five naked people were arrested following a vehicular crash in Nisku, Canada, Monday morning.
Where?
Nisku, N-I-S-K-U. Royal Canadian Mounted Police said a preliminary investigation uncovered the collision was likely not an accident.
I'll save you now.
But the drugs and alcohol could also have been involved. Police say that the five people were all without clothes and they were all in the same vehicle and were taken to the hospital and are now in police custody.
Well,
what would you be doing that you said to four of your friends, let's all get in the car naked?
I don't know, but I bet you were going to the restaurant in Paris. Apparently, they just told you not to come naked.
Man, oh man.
Man.
How about the cop? All right. License and registration. No.
Never mind.
Yeah. You hang on to
that. On your way.
Wow. So did they hit a tree, does it say?
Doesn't say. I have no more details.
Both the car and Gordon got rear-ended.
Were they all guys?
What did Gordon do?
Well, in that wreck, he...
He happened to be sitting in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
That means there was someone sitting behind him.
There were skin marks on the road and on those nice leather seats. Have you ever driven a car naked for any length of time?
No.
Christy?
No.
I've driven with my shirt off.
No, but I mean
a hot
naked.
Day. No, not naked.
No. Why would you be naked in your car?
Because your car's out in the driveway and you want to pull in the garage.
Oh, so that you did that one time.
Born
freezing, freezing cold.
Oh, you didn't put anything on? You went out, pulled it in?
Why didn't you have clothes on?
Pardon me? Why didn't you just, what, you put a robe on? What are you, an animal? Come on. Wear a robe.
I'm not, I don't have a robe.
You don't have a robe.
Not that I use. There's one probably packed in a closet somewhere. I'm not a robe guy. Are you a robe guy?
I'm a robe guy. I was wearing a robe this morning.
Really? For
what
who?
Do you think
for
of
the
that?
Dogs? What do you?
Well, yeah, it was cold and a little chilly in the house. I got the robe on. I let the girls out. Yeah.
Hmm. Is this the robe that I got you with the hand-embroidered Redskins logo?
It wasn't hand-embroidered. It's a patch. Calm down. And I burned it. I forget what you said to me one morning. I'll fix him. And I burned your robe.
Christy, you were in on that one. Can you believe he did that to the present we got him?
No.
So if I got you a nice hand-embroidered Redskins, what if I got one that said the Washington Football Club in the Redskins colors?
On the back, like a boxer?
Yes. Yes.
In script?
Uh-huh.
Will it be in script?
No, I don't like
that. So it'll be a hoodie robe.
I was into
a
it.
Hoodie
I was
robe.
I was going to get it until you said script.
I see a hoodie robe. I'd wear a, like a hoodie.
But then you wouldn't be able to see the thing
All
in the back.
Swingers wear hoodie robes, right?
Do
That's
you
the way
have
I see.
A onesie?
I do not have a onesie.
Do you have a onesie?
No, but I've purchased many a hoodie footy for friends.
Really?
Man, they love them.
Hmm.
Really?
So if I got you a hand-embroidered, it said the Washington Football Club on it.
Made out of unborn pandas, yes.
See, now you're going too far. But if it had a hood, you wouldn't be able to see where it said the Washington Football Club on the back.
Yeah, but
we'll it's
on the back. You wouldn't be able to see it anyway.
Yeah, you can't see it.
Oh, anymore. I see what you're saying. The hood is hanging down.
Yeah, the hood's hanging down.
Well, he'd be put the hood up.
I'd put the hood up.
Yeah, but he couldn't see it if it's on his back.
No, other people couldn't see it is what
well,
he meant.
Well, who's going to see it?
His dogs.
You're going to wear it to
maybe,
work?
Maybe. Maybe I'll wear
You would wear a robe to work, wouldn't you?
I wear slippers to work.
Yeah, you sure do. Come in with sweatpants and
okay.
Giving up attitude.
I'll stop you when you say something that's untrue.
So anyway, five people naked in a car. They crash the car and the cops don't know why they were naked. In the middle of nowhere in Canada.
Yeah, geez.
It's too cold to be going skinny dipping, so who knows what they were doing.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering if they crashed it on purpose or some weird...
No, they said drugs and alcohol were probably involved.
Some weird cult.
I think what we've got here is half of a news story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, you weren't even trying for this one, were you? You just kind of fell in your lap?
Okay, let's move on.
You know what? I'm about to punch you in the face.
Yeah. Yes. He started it. I just piled on.
Christy, 26 don't punch million. Him. Look, Christy, just take those big red scissors.
Yeah.
And then when you throw them from the here. I'll show you.
Throw them from the point?
Yeah, you throw
it. Oh, yeah, I got to throw it from the point.
So they flip over?
They end over end. Yeah. Odds are you're going to do some damage.
Mm, okay. I'm not that type of person.
I'll throw it for you.
Odds are, too, when you throw those scissors, Chick's going to crane his neck to make sure you hit the right spot.
What? What's right? happening? Wham!
A $26 million Bear Grylls theme park is set to open in the UK in 2018.
No one cares.
Pass.
No one will go.
I'll pass.
Boring.
Bear Grylls Adventure is inspired by the former British Special Forces trooper turned TV personality, best known for his survival series Man vs. Wild.
I love Bear Grylls.
The 86,000 square foot theme park will offer rock climbing, indoor skydiving, and the highest free roam high ropes course in Europe.
No thanks.
Man, I don't care.
Take me to Disney.
Merlin Entertainment's Pick, the company behind Legoland, the London Eye, Madame Tussauds Wax Museums, and others, announced the Bear Grylls Adventure Monday. The
to
park
no
is
applause.
Being built at NEC, which is a major event space in Birmingham, England.
No one cares.
Just, by the way, don't drink the lemonade.
Oh, man.
You know, have you ever watched Bear Grylls?
He drinks his own urine?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. He loves it.
Yeah.
Loves
yeah.
it.
He filters it first,
loves
right?
It to, prefers it to any soft drink on the market.
It's like many other theme parks, except the drinks are supposed to taste like this. What kind of beer is this? Oh, it's Bear Grylls.
The only way I'll go is if they have a restaurant called Bear Grylls, where they actually grill up bear.
Then I'll go. Yeah,
yes,
you're right.
Yes.
Give me a hot, the bear burger. I'll right. go. You're darn right I would.
I think it's great. It'll be fun. You know, doing the ropes.
Doing the ropes.
Why would I ride a roller coaster when I can
do the ropes?
Do the ropes.
Oh, it'd be cool. Come on.
Oh, it's like gym class all over again. Isn't this fun, kids?
Well,
kill us, Dad! Nope.
Climb the rope. I can't climb the rope, Coach.
Ugh. Okay, I think it's a cool idea.
Well,
if you didn't have a bad wheel, would you be a rope
I would check.
Guy?
I look forward to you going and then sending us a postcard that says, "Wish I was there."
Stupidest experience of my life.
What have I done?
But I will predict this. People will go to the Bear Grylls theme park, and then they'll get there, and they'll bitch about how far they have to walk to get into the park to go on the hiking adventure where you have to drink your own urine strained through your underwear.
Seriously, does he filter his urine or does he drink it straight?
Well, he does all kinds of stuff.
He soaks his shirts in it and puts it on his head so it cools him off and urine. Yeah, it's just
it's a great show. He knows which leaves you can eat, which ones you can't.
Well, of course, there's a bag of salad.
He's a super badass. They're going to have like one of those parachute simulators. I've got to do that.
It's called skydiving indoor skydiving.
Yeah, but they got the you get over something. This giant fan and it blows up and you pretend you're skydiving.
There's no way that you would do any of this.
No, I'll do that.
No.
A
friend of mine runs one of those. It's up in Chicago.
Yeah, they have a bunch of those everywhere.
A friend of yours owns one of those.
No, he runs it.
Okay.
His name is, never mind. I'm not going to soil his reputation.
Well, knowing you.
I'm in Chicago quite a bit. I think I'll go check it out next time.
I'll give you his name. You can go do it. Would you do it?
Heck yeah, I would do that.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, no, you'd get blown through the building, probably.
Well, I think they can
wait a minute.
Adjust
I
the
saw
fan
that movie.
Yeah, blow, yeah,
blown through the building, too? Or you can't see two if you haven't seen one.
More Bob and Tom Extra is coming up next. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Like this new idea.
Oh, what?
Hanging auto parts from the ceiling, so it's like a Fridays.
Thanks, Chick.
Hey, look.
To him, I just said that.
There's a.
It was 2 hours
instead
ago.
Of 2 hours ago, I just said that.
Look, there's a manifold up there. Is that an engine block? Uh-oh, hope that's hitting the joist up there. That thing could fall down.
We will be hanging that right over your desk.
Yeah. Well, look, it's Jessica Alsman joining us.
Oh.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Jess.
Jessica, how are you? Blue-eyed, brown hair. It's Jessica, our tech geek.
No, not a tech geek. She's just our geek.
Creepy Tom Griswold.
Came
Grace
out
is
my
the
phone.
Tech girl.
Sorry, okay,
guru.
Can't keep them apart. Now, you're the one that loves horror movies and stuff, right? You just went to some weirdo convention in Atlanta.
Weirdo convention.
Me and about 20,000 other weirdos.
Yeah. Yeah. Plenty of them.
Walker Stalker Con. It was delightful.
Walker Stalker Con.
In Atlanta. Yeah. You went to some of the actual sites where they filmed the television show.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow, look, it's an outdoor place.
It would have been much like you and your father when you went to he forced you to meet Horace McMahon. It's the same.
Oh, at the 21 Club,
the 21
in, New York
Club
City.
In New York City. It was kind of the same.
Don't poo-poo her fun.
No, Tom, you would have loved it. I went to an Andrew Lincoln panel. He plays Rick Grimes in The Walking Dead, but he actually referenced the intergluteal cleft. And I was like, I've never heard anyone else reference that.
I may have to watch this show.
Except for Tom. So.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Time now for the real moment in Tom's life.
What just happened? I didn't do anything.
Well, you went to
So we leave the studio during the commercial or whatever, and we walk around, or sometimes we sit here, but Tom...
I went and got a soda.
No, but first, you visited the restroom,
mm-hmm.
and I was privileged to watch the process of you trying to go into another room. It was the most amazing thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it justice just with audio.
I opened the door.
No. You did this. This is the door. This
Check.
Is the knob.
Right.
You went, walked over.
So it looked as
he's
though.
He's looking left. He's looking right. He's not sure which. He's not sure what this is.
Right.
But then he goes, hey, there's something silver sticking out.
Oh, maybe
that'll be helpful to get in. Yeah.
That was the door handle.
So then he went, click, pointing. Yes.
So it was though there were like 10 knobs for him to choose from, even though there's only one.
I was trying to determine by listening if there was someone in there.
How, was your finger?
And then once I determined there was no sound, I didn't want to harshly grab the handle and push on it, thus scaring the person inside, thinking someone's going to. Because you may recall there was an experience in which I flung the door open and Christy was launching a double deuce.
No, she was not.
So terrifying.
A 44?
I was not. You are totally embellishing and lying.
No, it was a ghost turd.
Ace has
the ones that come out and they're not there when you go to look.
Ace has something to add to this real-life Tom moment.
Tom, I'd do that too.
Yeah, so that way I just did a gentle, and then it was loose, so I figured there was no one in there. I opened the door and went in.
I don't understand. I mean, either knock or just everybody locks the, most people lock the door.
Yeah. I didn't want to, the one time.
But you're walking toward the door, and you start to slow down about three steps from the door. Like,
what am I? I'm not a dog. I don't go full speed until I start sliding across the
floor. No, people walk to things. They don't slow
down. Walk to a door,
I'm
open
sad
the door,
that
and
I missed it. Chick said it was, this is a quote, "That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen."
You were like pointing. It must be exhausting. I take everything back. Every day
for me is a struggle.
I know.
It is a struggle for me to do anything.
You are so busy. He's like pointing, like what? The mirror threw him because I think he saw his hand. He saw another person's hand.
Oh, there's another man in there.
And I can see through the door. Oh,
there is a mirror.
There's a cracked mirror on the door. I'm always afraid it's going to shatter and I'm going to get glass shards in my sock.
Has that mirror been broken a year yet? I need to find out when that mirror
was. No, it's been broken about a month. I think
it's going to shatter. It's not going to shatter.
Shadoobie.
This has been Real Life.
I do what I do. It's a struggle for me to do almost everything. Socialize, hang out.
I agree.
Park. You know, everything is a struggle.
Park?
Yeah, apparently I don't park in the right place. Pulled in a place last night. There were like 40 spots. The one I chose wasn't the right one. I don't know how.
Where were you supposed to park?
You know that Japanese place you and I both go to?
Yes.
I parked in the front facing the large road.
Right.
Apparently I was supposed to park around the side by the veterinary clinic. Don't know why. There was nobody there.
All right. That, first of all, that's an miracle.
I know, it was a miracle.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, we got
the food in 10 minutes. I almost fainted.
Yeah.
And a restaurant you go to has parking spaces. That's
usually it's so full you can't even find a parking space.
I've always had to park on the side because
but it's delightful. The point being, I don't do much right. I pick the wrong lane.
I don't do much right.
Now I feel sorry for you. Do you want to hug?
It's rough out there.
He doesn't like to be touched. I patted you on the shoulder today about something and you went, kind of an almost un... And,
I know, I'd been trying
was
to
your mom a big hugger? Did she...
My mother was very friendly, yeah.
I know she was very friendly, but was she a touchy person? Like,
not around me. Hey, back off, Mom.
Do you kiss goodnight? You go, goodnight, honey, and then roll over?
Oh, yeah, usually the last thing I do is I'm reading a book to my 4.5-year-old who's getting wiser and wiser. All parents know this. After a while, you try to skip a page because you're exhausted, and then...
Yep.
You missed the part about the gorilla, Daddy. And you go back. Yeah, that's the one that has the six paragraphs on the. Yeah, that's my username. You know, good night to the girls. And anyway, it's all good. I'm fine. Just I have trouble doing almost everything. Is a struggle for me. Even the simplest thing. I'm not complaining.
I'm going to have to start running my video camera on the phone whenever I see you in the hallway because I'd give anything to have that.
Well,
to have the actual video.
As your therapist, why do you think it is so difficult for you, Mr. Griswold?
I don't have a therapist. I don't have that kind of time.
And therapists everywhere sigh in relief.
I'd be the guy that he'd look at his schedule and go, oh, God, maybe I'll just cut my wrists at 10:25 so I can go take care of that.
Look at this.
You have Dr. Will. He's always there for you.
He's going to be our guest coming up, as is Drew Hastings will be joining us, I think, tomorrow. Right now,
what are you doing?
Stop spraying. We have Christy Lee at the news desk. What else have you got over there?
Daylight savings time caused a newly born younger twin to be technically older than his brother. Following me here? According to officials at Cape Cod Maternity, couldn't you just fudge this a little bit?
Yeah, but I like this.
According to officials at Cape Cod Maternity Hospital.
Yeah, but I like this.
I will kill you with my shoe.
So wait a second. So the older...
Sam, okay, let me tell the story before you start asking questions.
Okay.
Samuel was born at 1:39 a.m. on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
His brother Ronan was born 31 minutes later. Okay. However, because of daylight savings time, the clock turned back an hour and made Ronan's official time of birth 1:10.
This is fun. It gives those twins, you know, one of those stories.
Yeah,
father.
So technically, then, at like one time of year, the older becomes the younger?
for 6 months a year or something? Is that what happens?
That's like
no,
people who,
no.
That's like people who are born on February 29th or mm-hmm. whatever right. day it is.
There's a whole syndrome.
Go to hell.
They're like 4 years
go
old.
To hell.
Like go to hell. A, hell I'm only year. 7 years old.
There's a well, leap year yeah. syndrome?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, I'm only seven. Yeah, that's got to go.
No, you're but people who are, okay.
It throws people. They don't get a birthday like everybody else.
Not yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
They choose either the 28th or the 1st.
Yeah.
Wrong?
Oh, am I?
Yep, it's like playing
both days.
It's like
oh, am I?
Josh, I'll put this in terms you can understand. Let's talk about a child's game. It's like playing musical chairs.
Yes.
And you never get to sit until every 4 years. That's what it's like.
That's ridiculous.
So there's a whole psychological thing about it. Oh, yeah.
The father, Seth Peterson, a Massachusetts State Police trooper, said, quote, I said earlier that night that they were either going to be born on two different days or the time change was going to come into play. And sure enough, it did.
So the oldest is technically younger?
Yes.
Yes.
On paper.
No, on paper he's older.
What?
Right?
So, wait, do they both
yeah, because he was born at 1:10 a.m.
So when they turn 21, do they each get an extra hour to drink, or does the one lose two?
Well,
I can't.
It's always the first Sunday in November that daylight savings time ends, so it won't always be their birthday, right?
Right.
Well, now we're getting technical.
Well, nobody celebrates the time of their birthday,
what
do they?
What are you talking about? 4:35.
4:44 for the second.
Do you want to hear a tragic story about a leap year adult?
Oh, God.
It starts out like this.
Does your family put the names of family and friends on the calendar, on a door in the kitchen, on a date that represents the day they were born? God.
What are you talking about?
You know, their birthday. We grew up with our names on the calendar for so many years. My name was just in a box with no number because I was born on February 29th.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So did they go on to have a horrifying life?
My name's Jeff Bezos. And
oh, you did fine. Okay, yeah.
The younger twin was actually...
You're listening to Bob and Tom Extra.